Washington, D.C. 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless, and only on the Don and Mike Show.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Just people.
Stop on the run. Can't stop 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 the run.
Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, join me in welcoming World Series MVP.
Thank you, fans.
There he is. Thank you, fans. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Barometer and all the ships at sea. Hey, now, discussing song, the painful breakup with television's Dave Coulier. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Ralphie. And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday,
November 5.
Coming to you today from the most powerful city in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Our home city, Washington, D.C. And here's your toll-free line from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. And from good old Washington, D.C., call 202-432-1067. Today's show is so jam-packed. Let me just take a brief moment. I don't really have time to do it, but I'll do it now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
I insist, you know.
Okay, so when the show runs late today,
it's on me.
Don't blame me. That little second you took right there threw everything out of whack. You know, that's what he demands.
Yes,
his introduction at the beginning of every show.
Not to be an introduction would be important too, it, Buzz. We've tried that before.
Okay. Well, I don't know where to start. You got all the sports stuff that happened this weekend.
What a weekend in sports. And my heart goes out to the New York Yankees today.
You got, we're still going to be covering the We Lost Parade.
Oh, yes. Good.
On Wednesday in New York.
They deserve a lot of credit. Great season.
You got that. You got the Redskins and their victory. We're going to cover that with the owner of the Redskins. Giants had a giant victory yesterday. Jets won yesterday. F the New Orleans Saints. I want to say this.
You should have known. You know, the great legacy of losing. When you drafted Saints, you should have known you were going to go through that.
Should have known. Last night,
you didn't know that.
In my fantasy league, I had Aaron Brooks, Ricky Williams, and Joe Horn. They all suck D.
You know, they can have moments. That little cloud floats around, lingers over other teams. But rest assured, at some point during the season, it will find its way to float overhead the New Orleans Saints.
So I'm they're out of my life. As a matter of fact, I don't think we're going to have time today, but maybe tomorrow. I'm actually going to call the New Orleans Saints on the air.
And complain?
Yeah.
Vigorously?
I'll say, what the F are you doing?
Sure.
You're killing me in fantasy football. I got weekend stuff to cover today. We've got tons of tapes to get to. Lots of exciting things happened over the weekend that we have on tape. But here is the first order of business today. Let's start right here, okay? As you may have heard, we are giving away a car.
Yes.
The AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz C230. And this is courtesy of simplywireless.com. Go to their website, www.simplywireless.com. This holiday season, when shopping to buy a wireless phone, stop by one of their 36 convenient locations.
Yes, please.
So, we're going to play the numbers today.
Oh, good.
Everybody loves when we play the numbers.
The numbers.
You got to listen to the whole show, and here's the deal. At various times during the show, whether it's now while we're chatting among ourselves or when we have a guest or play on a tape, whatever we're doing, we'll just stop down and we're going to give out numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You got to write down the numbers that we give out, and then at some point we'll say, okay, that's it. Stop. Add up the numbers. You call in, you have the correct winning number,
right?
And you will win key number 3. That could start the Mercedes-Benz C230, the car that we're giving away on December 14th. Now, only 29 people win keys.
Lay in the numbers.
So here's my number. My first number.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the fabulous New Orleans Saints.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start you with, my number is 0. My first number,
right.
0.
0.
Mike, what is your first number?
My first number... I've got a guy on my mind right now, but what number would be good for him? The guy I was talking to you about in the office.
How about his IQ?
7.
7. And Buzz?
I have to start with 69.
69. Well, see, now right away, Buzz has put us in a bad position.
Oh, really?
Well, because, I know for some people...
Adding that type of number, it's already out of the equation.
It's already challenging.
Well, that's good. That makes it tougher.
I'm going to urge listeners to grab their calculators, because this is going to be a significant mathematical equation by the time we finish.
So right now, and you folks listening, you have the bet. You're in the most advantageous position.
The catbird seat.
You got the best shot of winning because you know the first three numbers. The first number is 0.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The second number is 7. Mm-hmm. The third number is 69. Write the numbers down and keep them with you.
Now, Rob, do you think at the end of the show you'll be able to add those numbers in your head?
Add them, like, when the finalists? Yeah, I could add them in my head, probably.
I bet you could, yeah.
Probably.
Haven't you done that before?
Yeah, I have.
But
yeah.
Just to
but
double...
I will double-check.
We'll double-check.
Well.
Double-check.
Got, I remember you, like, doing that one time. That's why I mentioned that, because you could
I'll
actually
check
do that.
I mean, let you know how I did. Yeah. I'll get within 10.
All right, cool. So those are the first three numbers. Hello, George, with a question about the contest. George.
Wow, in between the transition of putting me on hold and getting on the air, I only got the number 69. What other numbers was it?
Okay. This is Glenn the janitor, right?
Yes, but I have a legitimate question. How about if I can guess the number that you're going to get added up?
Glenn, get out of here.
Why do you always say get out of here? I call in. I'm just trying to be the contributor.
Get out of here, Glenn.
Not surprised, did I?
Oh, come on, get out of here, Glenn.
Guys,
please.
I always listen. I have love for the show.
I know you do.
Right,
goodbye.
The number I'm guessing right now, 172.
All right, goodbye.
Oh. You're a lunatic.
See you later.
Yeah, nut job.
Sicko. So those are the first. The three numbers, and good luck to ye. So I'm going to start today with some happy news on the home front,
mm-hmm.
Although the happy news will later, as I go through the weekend, go to bad news. the good news is, my wife was serving on jury duty.
Yes.
And she was not looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give a hint now to anyone out there listening to the radio who might be served to call for jury duty, which is your... civic duty.
Yes, right. Yes,
but nobody wants to do it because it is duty, because it is crap, it is garbage, nobody wants to do it. Here's what you gotta do. You gotta marry a disc jockey.
Right.
Very important. You gotta marry a disc jockey who's gonna talk on the radio about how his wife is on a jury. Even though I never mentioned what county, what state,
right,
what courtroom,
sure,
what trial, because I didn't know anything, my wife didn't tell me anything.
Of course, right.
She was asked to leave. She
wow.
was excused from jury duty.
Now, that's a one-timer. So now that you know that you can't do that, I was thinking about that. Now that you know it, you probably couldn't do it again. You probably wouldn't, but then again, you probably could.
I could help out anyone else on the show.
I would think that if they knew that you were doing it as a strategy, that would be... That would be hinky.
Yeah, but
that'd be a little difficult. They could maybe say that's not legal.
But I didn't do it as a strategy.
No, you did it just because you were talking. You didn't know anything was wrong about it. And I, you know what? Legally, maybe nothing is wrong about it. So we could use that as a strategy.
Well, all I want to say is anybody now. I can't help out you guys listening,
right.
But anybody here on the show. I know one time Buzz was on jury duty, and I should have thought of that. I should have just thought about talking about the fact every day that Buzz was
the hanging Buzz Burbank.
That's what you need
Buzz
to call
was involved
me.
In the jury duty, so she could not have been happier with me. The weekend started on a great note when she said, "Hey, listen, I'm loving this. I'm walking on air
right
for the first time. The fact that you're the big big mouth dumb disc jockey
paid off.
Actually paid off because they excused her from jury duty.
She would ignore the fact that she lives in such opulent luxury when she would make that statement to you. You know,
no.
She would say, "This is the only thing you've ever done that's decent."
It finally worked out.
Right.
So she's out of jury duty, and that's the key. You want to get out of jury duty, marry yourself a disc jockey who will talk about it on the radio, and you're going to get excused. So I guess that trial goes on. We don't know anything about what's happening.
No, we never will, I guess.
And she was not allowed to talk to anybody, and then she's out of it. So she's gone. So the weekend started on that real high note.
Excellent.
And then from then, it was kind of midstream on Saturday, and by last night, we had bottomed out to separate bedrooms.
Oh, dear.
So here's what happens. On Saturday, now we're going to have people come over. We're going to have a bunch of couples come over, including the always dangerous Brits.
Right. Oh, they're back.
Yes, they're back. They haven't moved to France yet.
Right.
They're back. So we're going to have them and our other friends coming over. Now, originally, when my wife had been putting this get-together together, she wanted to go down to some goddamn swanky restaurant downtown.
Right.
And I said to her, this was like a Tuesday of last week, I said, oh, but Saturday, it's going to be like Game 6 of the World Series.
Right.
I'd really like to watch the game. And also, Michael Jordan was going to be on TV Saturday. It was going to be a big sports weekend. Listen, the world doesn't revolve around you and your dumb sports. So, no, we're going to go to this sushi restaurant. Well, as it turns out, one of the other couples, Toby and Uri, Toby's the girl and Uri's the guy. She calls up and she says, listen, Uri feels really badly about asking this, but he's a diehard Yankee fan. Would there be any way that maybe we could figure out a way to watch the game?
Was Uri's cousin from Hyannis visiting him?
Uri,
sorry.
So, all of a sudden, because it comes from someone else,
it's okay.
It's okay. So Saturday night, we've got these three other couples over, and it was actually quite nice. Then there was conversation in one room, and then in the other room we were watching. We're going between the Wizards game and the Yankees game. Ended up being great. Didn't get blotto, didn't get bombed. There was no
crappy game.
Yeah, oh, right. I mean, God damn, we sit down for dinner and it was 4-0. We got done with dinner, we go back, we turn it on, it's 15-0.
Amazing.
So, anyway, the point is, when it was my idea, it was a bad idea. When it was the other guy's idea, it was a good idea. And
would I be safe in assuming that is the type of thing that would just stick in your craw for quite some time?
So listen, babe, hear me out. So it does. And like everybody leaves about midnight, and we're cleaning up, and she's cleaning up, and I'm just kind of watching. And I'm saying, like, how did you think it went? She said, oh, it was fantastic. It was great. Now, keep in mind, what it was really was just, it was the guys in one room watching the baseball game and the girls in the other room, and it was like everything that she always hates. But because it came from somebody else, the idea was okay. So now we're to Sunday. And Sunday we got the Redskins game, and I'm going to do my bit on the Redskins pregame show, so we go to the game. Now, I get my wife all hooked up at the game, where all she has to do, we're up in the in the luxury area by the broadcast booth.
Beautiful day. Spectacular day for football.
All she's got to do is just sit in one of those big oversized chairs up there where they got the big the owner's box thing. And all she's got to do is just get waited on with food and drink. And things are great. And we watch the Redskins game.
I love when you set a table. I really do. Something's coming.
Yeah, they do great.
It's like watching the weather forecast.
So she's had nothing to do. And as a matter of fact, she's even fallen asleep while sitting in this owner's club area of the Redskins stadium.
Wow, with all the excitement.
Yes. Well, this is, she's in this secluded area.
Right.
Where she's, got like a little private overstuffed chair. And on the way back from the game, she actually nods off a little bit because, she's had such a rigorous weekend. And it was last night then. So last night you got the two games on. You got Game 7 of the freaking goddamn World Series.
What a game. I mean, I hate to be on the losing end, but what a game.
And at the same time, you've got on ESPN, the New Orleans Saints, which is 50% of my fantasy team.
Right.
So I'm watching the games, and at one point I said to her, you know, keeping in mind that, you know, we're married, I said, I want to go up and I want to watch in bed. Is that okay with you? She said, sure, that's fine. So I go up. It's like 10:30. I get in bed. And even though the Saints are sucking ass, I'm in heaven because the Yankees game is great.
Right.
And I'm watching the Saints game.
You looking in at the Emmys at all?
Flashed by for a brief second.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. Only if there was a timeout or something. Mike, yeah. I'm a heterosexual man.
I understand.
I couldn't be bothered with
the
Emmy Awards.
I went between the baseball and the Emmys. I was going. And you know what? You would have been frustrated if you were going between those two because the commercial breaks and the Emmys in the baseball game could not have matched, could not have synced more often. It was very, very frustrating for those of us to watch the Emmys.
So it's about 11 o'clock now, and it is the top of the ninth. The top of the ninth, and at the same time, the Saints are making a third quarter comeback. She's laying in bed, and I'm laying in bed, and I'm going back and forth between the games. And she says, could you please turn that down? And I said, okay. So I turned it down from my normal Rush Limbaugh, I'm deaf level, to a level where on the screen, you know where it says volume? There's only two of the little marks there where it says volume.
I've identified the bone of contention.
So she says to me, why don't you, now she's still laying in the bed with me, she says, it's 11 o'clock. Do you have to watch this? And I said, it's the World Series.
Right.
I have to watch this. She goes, okay. So the game ends at about 11:20, right? The Diamondbacks, the guy hits the ball, and the Diamondbacks win. And she says, now, turn it off. And I said, no, I want to watch the post game.
Yeah, you always watch the post game of the World Series. It's so exciting.
And also, look, the Saints are only losing by 7. So I'm going to go back to the Saints game.
Right.
At that point, all hell breaks loose. Mm-hmm. She jumps out of bed, and she says, I've had it all weekend with you and your GD Sports. All weekend, I got to watch the Wizards. I got to watch the World Series. Now, keep in mind, that didn't start from me. That started from Uri the house guest. That we've got to go to the Redskins game. That we've got to come home, and you've got to watch the World Series. And you've got to watch the Saints game. Well, I've had enough. She grabs the pillows, slams the door.
Right.
She goes down the hall.
Good day to you, sir.
She goes down to the guest bedroom.
I said good day.
So I'm laying there for a second. I'm just thinking about what to do. Because really, the game's over. The World Series game is over.
Yeah, that's over, but you got your Saints.
I got my Saints. So I lay there for about 3 minutes watching the Saints and going back and forth. And I said, you know what? F it. I'll give in. I go down the hall to the guest room. She got the door shut, incidentally. Nice. I do the
dead bolted.
Yeah, right. I do the... And I can go, hello? She goes, what? I open the door. I go, oh, come on now. I'll turn it off. Come to bed. She goes, no, I'm comfortable. Go be with the people you love, the athletes you watch on television. I said, come on. And she said, no. And then I got mad. I said, well, you know, fine. I'll go be with the people I love. And boom, I slammed the door. And I go back, and
did
I watch.
Did you say fine?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly what I said, fine. And then, well, I said all the bad stuff after I walked. I'm not that dumb to say it to her face.
Yeah, exactly, because then you have to pay back on that one.
Although, you know what? She caught me on Saturday. That Saturday, she was out running a bunch of errands and stuff.
Right.
She was, like, going to the grocery store, going to the liquor store, doing all the stuff for the people coming over. And she was calling me, asking me what stuff we had in the house. Mm-hmm. And, like, every 2 seconds the phone was ringing, where she said, do we have brown sugar? Do we have whatever kind of cayenne pepper? And every time she would call, I would have to get up and go to the kitchen and look and then come back. And one time she said, do we have such and such? And I said, I don't know. I'll be glad to check. Hold on a moment. I said it just like that. And I set the phone down. And as I left the room, I went, Jesus Christ. Uh-oh. And I come back, and I pick up the phone, and I go, hello? We don't have any. Hello? And I'm doing the thing. I'm tapping the phone. I'm going like, hello? Hello? So I called her back on her cell, and I get,
she hung up.
Yeah, and I get the thing where
Jesus.
Yeah, I get the thing where, of course, she's turned her cell phone off.
Oh, man.
So for the next half hour, like every 2 seconds, I'm hitting redial.
See, we're too much alike. They know that.
And I'm getting the thing where she's not picking it up because she sees that it's me. So what I do is I hit star 67, which disguises the number coming in.
Brilliant.
Because, you know, my wife's got the thing on her cell phone.
It's quite an adventure you have with your wife this weekend.
My wife's got this thing on her cell phone. Most phones do. You can see who's calling you, caller ID. So I know that she's out shopping, and she sees that it's me that's called like 25 times.
Right.
And she's just not picking up.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, aha. I do the star 67, so
sure.
So it says caller ID mask, right? So now she has to pick the phone up. And after trying 25 times, well, when it says, no, we don't know who's calling, she goes, hello? And I go, hey, what are you doing? How come you dodging my calls? And she says, well, I didn't want to tax you. And at this point, I started the big lie. I said, it's no problem for me to go to the kitchen and see what we need. And she said, well, then why did you say Jesus effing Christ as you were walking to the kitchen? And I was, you know, I'm busted. I said, I didn't know the phone had reception like that. I left the phone in the TV room, and it, you know,
Jesus effing Christ.
Right. So she
and if you threw that one, it had to be at a certain volume level. You don't say that one softly.
Well, it was very exasperating that she would, you know, she would call and she would ask, like, well, what's that? Do we have this or do we have this or do we have this? And,
right.
And the whole thing is, the whole reason I got pissed was that originally we were going to go to the restaurant.
Right.
Then I said, can people come over? And she said, no. Then the other guy says he wants to come over, and suddenly the party's on. And I didn't feel the need to get involved with the preparation.
Right.
Because, frankly, it wasn't my deal.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, if she had gone with my original call,
yeah, if it had been you making the call that everybody comes over,
then I would have offered my usual.
You would have been making your own herbs and seasonings.
I would have offered my usual minuscule amount of help.
Absolutely.
But I was going to offer no help at all. So last night, this whole thing, you just finally at 11:30, it's like, F you, I'm going to sleep by myself. And she goes to the other room, she slams the door. I go back like the pussy I am. She says, get out, I'm sleeping. So I go back, I watch the Diamondbacks get the thing, and I watch the Yankees, and I watch the goddamn New Orleans Saints, who I'm going to send some anthrax to today.
Oh, no, you're not. Stop that.
Yes,
no.
I am.
Stop.
Yes,
even
I
talk
am.
Don't even
I
talk
watch,
that way.
I watch,
it's like saying something bad in an airport. Stop it, you.
I watch them just suck so bad, they make me want to puke, and I'm laying there, and I'm realizing now, it's now midnight, and I'm alone in my bed.
With your TV.
Just me and, yeah, the only two people
who the soft glow of the television.
the only two people that I know really love me. First, my TV, and I refer to my TV as a person.
Member of the family.
And
do you have a name for your television?
I have names for different TVs in the house. The one upstairs is Marge.
Marge.
Large Marge, the one in our bedroom.
So you were with Marge.
I was with Marge and with my dog, Max. And this pissed my wife off also, because when she got up to leave to go to the other bedroom, it's almost like a parent's getting divorced and who's going to get the kids, because she did the thing where she's like, come on, Max. Come on, Max. Max, come with Mommy. Mommy's coming to the guest room. And he was so out of it, he stayed with me. And I, you know, that was like a minor victory for me. I said, good. Let the, you know, the dog wants
to sleep. You got custody of Max for the evening.
Dog wants to sleep with me. So I'm laying there at midnight last. I'm just thinking, well, wow, you know, when I wake up this morning, it's going to be like an S storm.
Right.
So the alarm goes off at 6, and I go into the guest room, and I'm expecting the absolute worst, that is going to be a continuation of last night. I go in, and I go, hi. Good morning. And again, now this is what's amazing to me about my wife. She goes, oh, good morning. Hi, sweetheart. And I'm like, huh?
Exactly.
I mean, I didn't say that, but I'm thinking, huh? This is the same woman last night who threw a pillow at me and said, F you, and that I'm selfish and I love athletes
right.
more than I love her.
Right.
I said,
all gone.
Yeah, a good morning.
A good night's sleep.
I said, hey, about last night, and she said, oh, I slept like a rock. It was fantastic. Oh, I feel so great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, great. I'm glad you feel great.
I'm glad things are great. You don't have to go to jury duty, and you don't have to do anything.
Life is good for her.
Yeah, life is good. So that was the weekend with my wife.
Wow.
So sometimes, you know, I want to say it's great being married, but sometimes it's just a royal pain in the ass.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, to those of you who aren't married, this might not sound like a lot, but
no, it's the art of compromise on virtually a daily basis.
A full-time job.
It's the 48 hours of nonstop partying that are supposed to be the all-American weekend, and I don't think I got my 48 hours
you
of
feel gypped?
Yeah, I didn't get my 48 hours of nonstop partying this weekend.
Right.
I really didn't.
Frustrating.
So that's the deal with that. That was my weekend. Although she did do something for me. She did, do we have that tape?
Yeah, we do.
Now, you know, for the last, I don't know, a month or so, Rob's been doing this infomercial.
Right.
This car infomercial on Saturday morning.
It's a talk show.
The talk show.
Yes.
And I called, I guess about a month ago, I called up and said my name was Dieter. You know, hi, Rob, this is Dieter.
Right.
And I'd like to ask you about a Volkswagen. And, you know, we did the whole German thing. Then a couple of weeks ago, I had my kid call in.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls in and he goes, hi, Rob, this is Hans.
And Hans was Dieter's son.
Yes. And on Saturday, I shamed my wife into making
another call.
This call.
Oh, good.
To the Rob Spiewak show, which is incidentally on Saturday morning. The easiest show to get through in the world. I mean, she's the first caller through.
It's very, very, and you can call the main number.
At 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. So here is my child bride.
Well, let's go to the phones. Ah, look who's calling us. It's Ava, or Ava, in Sterling, looking for Passat. Is it Ava or Ava?
Hi, Rob. This is Ava, and my husband Dieter and my son Hans are telling me I should get the Volkswagen Passat. And I've called to ask and hear what you think.
Me? I love it. I think it's great, and I also think it's nice that the family all calls the show at the same time.
They're a loyal Volkswagen family.
Volkswagen.
You guys getting with the program.
Yeah, no, now they know that it's like me and my family just every week just goofing on them.
You can compare it to the Lexuses and the other type of cars, but you're going to save a ton of money.
Isn't that pronounced Lexi?
Lexi.
Yeah, the plural of Lexus.
So Lexi.
I think what they're telling you, Ava, is you should feel free to buy it.
Oh, thank you. Dieter will be so happy to hear you say that. He loves the Volkswagen. Thank you. We love your show, the whole family, and good day to you, sir.
I said good day. Good day to you.
Good day.
Good day.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Very nice. Bye-bye.
So she was
happy. She's a performer. She likes doing that.
But she made a point, and she said this to Rob yesterday. We saw her. She only did that because she loves me, and she's very fond of Rob.
Very good.
That's the only reason that she did that. Otherwise, she would not have done something goofy like that.
She wouldn't go out of her normal purview.
Right.
No.
She wouldn't perform like that. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
And you wait till next week, because next week,
I already told
Rob, I got a wild card calling a show next week.
Very exciting.
Not a family member.
Oh, very exciting.
Not a family member, but a wild card calling the Rob infomercial.
Wild, ladies and gentlemen.
Be the Rob talk show. Hello, who's this, Rick?
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, hi.
Hey, welcome to Spokane Live.
Oh, is today the first day that K-Fan's running the show live?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Great to have you on live, and I have a gift for you.
What's that?
Okay, I have a gift for you.
What?
Well, I was the guy that gave you the intros, that the guy with the real deep voice, what's his name?
Dude Walker?
Dude Walker, thank you. I'm Buzz's age, so I have a little awesome memory from time to time. And I'm the one that gave you the one turning a bucket of crap into a pitcher of cream.
Right.
Okay, so here's my new one for your consideration.
Okay.
Don and Mike occasionally suffering from ESB.
Okay, what is ESB?
It's great. It is really great to be on live in Spokane.
Yes, thank you, my friend. Let's go to Tom in New Jersey.
Give her forward.
Hey, Tom.
Well, listen, I got to tell you, I am completely in your corner with this one. Now, considering that she gets mad at the Washington game, where that's your job and that helps, you know, keep that very lovely house around her ears.
Very true.
And also, considering how tight the World Series has been, and it's been the best World Series probably in the last, 10, 15 years?
I'd have to agree with you.
And the one thing that really got me is when you told me that your guest was a diehard Yankee fan, and yet she agrees with his point of view, but she had to argue with yours.
Yeah, right.
I got really bad flashbacks to my ex-marriage.
Oh, and this is still my current marriage. Let me just say.
Bad flashbacks.
Current happy marriage.
Yes, my current happy marriage.
Well, you know what, though? It's not to say that, you know, Frida's not a lovely woman, because I do know you guys got a lot of love for each other.
We do.
But, you know, it's those little battles that make the radio so damn entertaining.
Well, she is a pain in the ass. Thank you, Tom. I do appreciate it. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Good. I was in the parking lot of the Redskins game and was just laughing my ass off with you and Sam Huff talking to each other. I thought it was really funny.
All right, well, this was another great part of my all-sports weekend.
Yeah.
I'll play the tape for you in a second. I want to just thank you for the call.
Yeah, no problem.
Just give you the background on this. That last week, you know, I do a bit every week on the Redskins pregame show. And the Redskins, as we know, won this week. They beat Seattle. Right. But last week when they played the Giants, I was positive they were going to lose. So I do a commentary. I said, if the Redskins lose to the Giants last week, that I would give up my airtime to Sam Huff, who I am pretty sure hates my guts, the famous middle linebacker. And he's not in love with you either, Mike.
Mm-mm.
So what happens is, of course, the Giants lose to the Redskins. And what I did was, rather than think that Sam would actually come on the show and you know, take 5 minutes to say what a dope he thinks I am. Uh-huh. We made a fake tape with Rob, a playlet with Rob playing the role of Sam.
That's right.
So we had this thing, and I ran it by the all the people here, and everybody said, okay, that's fine. We get to the stadium yesterday, and there's like 30 seconds before they're supposed to air this segment, and all of a sudden somebody says to me, well, they decided you can't air the segment.
Mm-hmm.
You can't air it. This is just, and I can't play it on the show today either. This is just going to have to be something for the box set with Rob Spiewak playing the role of Sam Huff.
Right.
So, you know, with 30 seconds before we go on the air, I said, well, you're telling me I can't run the tape thing that I did with Rob with playing the role of Sam Huff. What am I supposed to do?
So they threw this to you at the last second.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
During the pregame show, an hour before kickoff with the Seahawks yesterday. So then I said, well, someone asked Sam Huff if he'll come in the studio.
Go live.
Yeah, and ask him if he'll come into the broadcast booth and go live with me. Because, I didn't even think that Sam would be up for this.
Right.
Because the concept is that, you know, Sam hates me, even though he won't say it to my face. I know he hates
me. But you've given him the opportunity now to take both guns out and go blazing at you.
Yeah, and it never occurred to me to ask the real Sam Huff to do this.
Right.
I thought that we could do like a goofy piece with Rob doing the voice and calling me an idiot and stuff. So anyway, they say to me, no, you can't run this thing. You just can't. It's you know, the hit's too close to home. You can't run this thing.
Right.
So they wheel in the real Sam Huff.
And you're going to go live.
And we're going to go live. And I'll play the tape for you in a second.
Well, very good.
Because it was some very exciting radio, I think.
It's it thrills me to think of you two. I didn't get a chance to hear it over the weekend, but to hear you two together live had to be special.
And you'll be glad to know your name came up.
Now my name came up.
Name came up.
He still remembers me, you know.
Yes,
even though it's been years and years, and I don't have anything to do with the Redskins broadcast.
No, he remembers.
He still remembers.
He remembers the time on the airplane.
Good God, that's a long time. How many years ago is that?
Almost 15 years ago.
And of course, I've seen him at a couple of parties.
Hello,
couple of shindigs.
Hello, Mike in D.C. Hi.
Hey guys. I would love to be on that phone call with you when you call the Saints. Joe Horn is killing me.
Do you have him as your quarterback?
I have Aaron Brooks and Joe Horn. They'll have the double bubble.
So do I.
And they're killing me.
The double bubble.
And you know who else I got? I got Tom Brady.
You have Brady? Just start using Brady.
Yeah, I know. And yesterday, of course, Tom Brady throws for 250 yards and three TDs.
You know, there's a reason that team is called the Aints.
Yeah, right. They're going back to the old Aints. And I was in first place. I said I'll put all my eggs in basket with this with Horn and Brooks, and now I'm falling to pieces.
Oh, and I got Ricky Williams too. I mean, listen, I'm all New Orleans, and I got Albert Connell, and I got their kicker. I mean, I got like five guys out of eight are New Orleans Saints. I suck ass.
What's your record now?
Well, who do you have?
Four.
Who do you have as a backup receiver?
Well, wait a minute. I want to know what his record is, sir.
4-4.
4-4?
4-4. And your record, Mike?
I don't know. 4-2. I lost
5-3.
Yeah, Mike is 5-3.
I beat Charlie Broyhill.
Wow.
This weekend. But as Charlie said, you know, think about Broyhill. You try to bust his chops, he will immediately bust mine right back. He said, you had absolutely nothing to do with that. I said, yes, you're right. But my name's still on it. Very good.
That's the bitch about fantasy football, is that I'm in two different leagues. I know a lot of guys are like this. I'm in two different leagues. So, like, I'm watching a game, and on one hand, I'm rooting for one guy to do good.
Right.
But on the other hand, I'm hoping that the guy from the other team knocks the crap out of him.
Right. Exactly.
So it makes it impossible to enjoy football.
It's difficult because but I think anybody that plays fantasy actively, you just can't watch a game thinking, all loyalties go out the window when it's your fantasy player.
Hello, Eric.
Yes.
Hey, hi, Eric. Where are you from?
From Montclair.
Oh, Montclair, New Jersey. Hi, Eric.
Yeah, I thought you guys had a bet with some Arizona DJs.
No, you know what? Thank God those DJs never called in. Yeah. Otherwise, we would have to be doing something with number two today.
You know, whatever team you're rooting for, I think really you have to agree with that guy. It was the greatest World Series seventh game I've seen. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. Everybody thought that game was over, and to come back like that was amazing.
Well, I think it sucks.
Yeah, Don, I just want to say I agree with you. Outside the East Coast, once you start going national, the callers start to suck royally.
Oh, come on, get out of here.
Right.
Well, you know, he had a bad night last night. I mean,
That's
true.
I know. There's something about the Diamondbacks winning.
Well, something about an expansion team.
Yeah,
it's a little frustrating.
They're brand new, and they got their
new kids.
They got their excited fans, and their expensive seats, and their goddamn gay pom poms, and the dope owner who's sitting right there, like on the first base line.
Yeah, who looked like Curly with his hand position, where he's just up there going, "Hey, hey!"
What's up with their uniforms that look like head waiter jackets with like little, like almost like vests? With
they got the sleeveless things.
Well, a lot of teams have had that. It's just. It looks different. It's a super look.
It is. It's a look that says victory.
And that guy Schilling, I'll give you this, that guy's a hell of a pitcher, but where does he keep his hat? Up his ass?
Well, you know, Roger had a little of that gook on his brim, too. I know what you're talking about. I think it's the rosin bag.
No, I mean, but Schilling's hat's got, like, dirt on it.
Yeah,
it's
spooge covered. It's the gook they put on their fingers. It's all they go bag to, and I'm not talking about bag down there. Bag to brim to more dirt, and then spits a lot of
other bags.
Could there be any
calamari?
Could any name be more German than Kurt Schilling?
Kurt Schilling!
Hello!
Voice the stadium!
And then you got
Einen Spitball.
Got the goddamn mullet man coming out there.
Right.
You know, that bad skin and that
ostrich.
That awful hair.
Amazing.
Coming out and just mowing them down in the ninth inning.
Very, very, very frustrating.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see Wednesday what the We're Number Two parade is like in New York.
I think that you got to give the Yankees credit for what they have done. I mean, you know, they don't have many games like last night. It doesn't happen very often. And with what they've done, I think the fans are going to come out in force.
I think we're working it out. We're actually going to be on the street. The parade is going to go very close to where we broadcast from.
Why don't we put Rob in a Diamondbacks uniform?
we will be offering up some World Series coverage.
We'll introduce Rob as Randy Johnson.
You know what? Hold on. Lewis the Retard really wants to work his way back on the show.
I'll put him in a Diamondbacks uniform.
Do you think we could get Lewis up there in a Diamondbacks uniform and have him like celebrating his ass off in front of all the New Yorkers?
I think it would be perfect.
Oh my God!
Yeah, Lewis just hi, maybe introducing himself. Hi, I'm Randy Johnson.
Give him a megaphone.
Yeah, hi, I'm Randy Johnson. Don't you wish you were me?
He will get shot.
Yeah. So there's that. Just make sure he signs the release.
He will get hit.
Fine, no problem.
Hello, Mary.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
This is a guy.
No, again, Don.
This might even be
Glenn the janitor.
Glenn calling again. Probably. Glenn.
Excuse me, guys. I'm sorry if you guys got a problem with your ears.
Oh, this is such a guy.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. We're going to hang up on you now.
You have a penis and a scrotum.
I am not a guy. Plus, I'm the one who asked if you guys would be interested in performing at my house in Southampton. So I'm not a guy.
No, you're 100% man.
Okay. Again, Don, just because I don't have the opportunity to come down to your place to indicate...
La, da, la, la. This is a guy.
You guys really It's okay, because I know.
What do you want to say? What are you trying to say, ma'am? What are you trying to say, ma'am, sir?
Listen, sir.
Okay, guys, let me just say this to you.
Go ahead.
The World Series, it was excellent. The ninth inning, the best I've seen in years.
Yes?
I loved it even much more when I saw the look of those Yankee fans.
Can you tell me something?
Jesus, it was fantastic.
When your balls itch.
So glad that those Yankees got beat. Let me tell you.
When your balls itch, a lot of times, do you go inside your underpants or do you just do the outside the underpants scratch?
Why don't you ask me any questions? Why don't you tell me what you do and then I'll tell you what I do?
Well, it depends on
No.
Our show, ma'am. Our show, agenda lady.
Show,
I still maintain this is a guy. Agenda man.
This
has got to be Glenn the janitor. Because Glenn the janitor is that kind of talker where you would keep talking, la, 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 la. I don't hear you, la, la. La 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 la. You're not a woman. You're not a woman. You're a man.
Don,
you're a man.
Don, how can you really say that? And you too, as well, Mike. I think that's kind of really discreet. You know.
I don't know, pal.
I don't
know, buddy.
I'll say it too. You're a man.
Buzz believes you're a man.
Hey, buddy.
All man.
Trust me. If I was all man, I'd be down there. Hooting and yelling at you guys.
Yes. You've been yelling.
I really don't feel that I need.
What do you describe yourself? What do you look like?
Can you be quiet for a second?
Pipe down, sir. Sir, ma'am, can you describe yourself for us? And please try to take a breath occasionally, okay?
Well, I guess that's from being from New York. You always have to talk.
Learn to listen. Mm-hmm. Listen to learn. All you do is you're jammering.
I weigh about 125. My hair is medium length. I have hazel eyes.
A big patch.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing.
I'll make it simple. Celebrity she most resembles is Max Gale. Wojohowit from Barney.
Okay, guys, I really want to talk about looks, if you know what I mean. I don't see you guys winning any contests.
Listen, we're just like you. We're ugly guys.
Well, I really consider myself ugly. Now, if you feel that way, that's because in how you want to feel that way about yourself, but on the other hand, I'm very comfortable with who I am.
Just drop it.
Whatever it is, I'll tell you, this man or woman has a lifelong affair with their own voice.
All I want to get to is the point that this is a man calling us.
If God gave me a great voice, and I don't need to have a microphone to sound better.
Oh, tell me what happens. Tell me what happens. Tell me what... Hey,
your
hey,
voice
like,
is, or is
hey.
That well, or the microphone.
Hello? Hey, tell me something from a woman's perspective. When your privacy gets that special time, how do you handle it? What's it like?
How do I handle it?
Yeah.
I handle it just like any other woman would. And if a man gives me some gruff, trust me, it'll be the last time.
Such a guy.
What I'd like to know is, explain to me a little bit about the insides of a woman. Explain to me about the whole ovary thing, because I'm stumped about the ovaries.
You have a wife who's a very intelligent woman, and if you need to know those answers, I think she would be able to help you out.
Well, no, I'd like you to prove that you're a woman.
Ron, I don't have to prove crap to you.
Yes, you do.
If you decide not to, the level of aggression of this call, if it is a woman, it's an extremely male-like, aggressive woman,
if it's a woman at all.
No, this is a prostate call. Yeah, right.
I believe this is a guy, but not with aggression.
Listen, this has been fun.
Listen, one. Just answer one question. Seriously, are you circumcised?
Okay, again, Don, you're cute, but you're not that funny.
You're mean.
No.
You're a mean man, woman.
Guys, I'm on your show. Am I supposed to be sweet?
Listen, just come clean that you're a guy pretending to be a girl.
I know you'd like to keep pursuing me on this, but it's okay. I'm going to allow you to have your moment of fun with me.
Why don't you send us a picture?
I don't believe that I need to send you guys a picture.
Are you from New York?
This is your daughter.
Hey, honey, listen.
Oh, there was a... He slipped. He slipped a little bit.
What did he say?
He got into a little of that just for a second. If we played the tape back, you'd hear right towards the end, there was a little...
I tell you what, sir, are you from the New York area?
Yes, I'm from New York.
Well, I tell you what, I got $1,000 that says you're a man, and you want to win $1,000? Come to our studios.
Listen,
That's a bet.
If I was going to make a bet with you, okay, it would be more than $1,000. But I hope you have the cash to hand over to me so when I come in and show you.
Come in tomorrow.
That you'll be.
Come in tomorrow.
On your face and
hey,
hand
sir. Hey, sir, listen. Listen to me, sir.
$1,000. Miss Mary, I prefer that if you're going to speak to me, that you address me by my name. Just
why
I'm addressing you by yours.
Oh, I hate this person.
Listen, sir, I'm 100% positive as a guy. Sir,
I truly hate this person.
We are going to be.
Mike.
I'm sorry.
What do you want to say to me?
I hate you.
We're going to be at WNEW tomorrow, sir. Come down tomorrow.
Again, guys, I told you before,
what?
I work.
What? You can't, sir, you can't take your lunch hour off for $1,000?
Okay, again, Don, I have my own money, and really, $1,000 doesn't mean crap to me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
All right, because so now, not only are you a woman,
means something to me.
You're independently wealthy.
That's correct. Yes, I am.
Well, why don't you just give us $1,000 then?
Oh, I don't have to. Because you guys have your own money. I don't believe in giving.
See, if you were a real woman, no matter what you were doing tomorrow, you would not only want the opportunity to bust their balls and come down and prove us wrong.
Absolutely, that would make, but I have to tell you.
But about $1,000 for charity?
Like,
how about we'll give $1,000, ma'am?
Before anything tops that.
Ma'am,
go
sir?
Ahead.
Ma'am, sir?
Hey, sir.
Great listener?
Yes.
Can you, how about $1,000 for charity?
Hey, I'm all for charity. I have given quite a bit of money, but what's my...
You didn't answer my question. You didn't answer my question.
Yeah.
How about coming down here to prove that you're a woman for $1,000 for charity?
Okay, I can do that.
Charity of your choice. Tomorrow?
Okay,
tomorrow.
Okay, sure.
But who's going to hand out the towels in the men's room?
Oh, great. Oh, you're offering me a job.
All right.
It's too comical for me.
And we got the tape of your voice.
Uh-huh.
What you do tomorrow is come by NEW.
Yeah.
And if, in fact, you're a woman, and we got to verify that, we'll give $1,000 to charity.
Right on.
And if you don't show up, then we'll know you're a man.
Did you say you're going by the name of Mary?
Wait a second. How is this?
You know, it's funny. I start to ask you a question, and you steamroll ahead. Answer my question. You said your name is Mary?
Yes.
All right. And where do you say you live?
I live in Manassas, and I work in McLean.
Said the Hamptons.
You said you live in New York.
You said New York.
Okay, I'm originally from New York.
Well, you just lie about everything.
You're a liar.
No, I don't. No. I said I'm originally from New York. Our family has family home.
You're such a liar.
Liar.
You can't prove anything. You never will prove anything. You'll never show up.
You've destroyed all your credibility.
Gentlemen, I just said my off day is on Friday.
My off day is on Friday.
Okay, well, guys, you know, hey, I can take the teasing. I have 8 brothers, and nothing you're saying is really having that much of a...
I'll give this guy credit. This guy's got big balls because he's staying on the air with us for 10 minutes, and he's not dropping this thing. He's not dropping the facade.
When you're from New York, there's really not too much that you can handle. And you guys, let me just tell you,
Come on. Listen, go scratch your nuts. Get out of here.
Go away.
Be
ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, I'm ashamed of myself.
How do you feel that you can get off talking to me like that?
Shame
on you.
Really?
Yeah. If I had a baseball bat, I'd give you a couple of swacks on the rear end.
A real New York woman would have you for lunch.
Well, let me just say this. Since I'm here in Virginia,
I'm trying
to show some politeness, but I understand
Let me keep my mouth open.
Yes, it is, sir. But keep in mind, it's always great talking to a fellow heterosexual male.
Oh, my God. You guys are just too much.
Go shave your back hair.
I got to tell you something. My sack right now is killing me. How about yours?
Again, Don, I think your sack, I think there's something more than your sack that's bothering you.
Good comeback, sir. All right, thank you, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Your head examined.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Oh, God.
We got your name.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Again, my name is Mary.
Right, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
More information being gathered as we speak.
Thank you, Mark.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
All right. Bye, Mary. Bye, Sally.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It was Mark.
You know, sometimes
that level of aggression. You know, here's the tip. Now, women, when they get mad at you, are going to be, they can say mean things, but the whole thing about the baseball bat. And there was that all the way through, that kind of male aggression.
Oh, it's a guy, level. And the story changed halfway through. It was, first it was, I'm in New York.
Yeah, and then it's Manassas.
And then when it was, we'll come down here tomorrow.
Right.
Well, no, I'm from Virginia.
And the thing is, if you're talking at that level, you have to always have that down. Because if you do any inflection, anything else, you won't be a bad.
You know what? You know, we're running, goddamn, we've gone like 15 minutes way over.
Yeah.
Let's just say hello. Oh, man, they're going to kill us. We got no time here.
Right.
Who's this?
Jim Cook and Matt Damon are on the phone.
Wow. Oh, my God.
We wasted all that time arguing with that she-male. And now we're totally out of time for this segment. Hey, Jim, Matt?
Hey.
Hey, dudes.
Hey.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. How you doing?
Hey, everybody. Of course, Jim Cook from Sam Adams and the great Matt Damon, who we had the pleasure of meeting.
Oh, it was so nice meeting Matt. It was great being up there at the brewery. How you doing, Jim?
Well, I just had my first Sam Adams, so I'm doing great.
that was that's the first sentence, and he got Sam Adams in there.
Sure.
That's
right.
Not bad, huh?
And Matt, how are you, bud?
I'm good. I'm real good.
Now, we wasted all of our time with this she-male transsexual a moment ago.
All right, on Tranny Radio.
In our first break, so we're running, like, totally out of time. But, Matt, what are you promoting? Is it the green light thing?
Yeah, it's the same. When we were talking about green light this summer, actually, Jim came up with another idea, which was to do a television commercial contest. So hopefully discover another filmmaker that way.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, the site's going to open up again on November 26th. We're going to start taking submissions. So anybody out there, any aspiring filmmaker who hasn't worked professionally, who has an idea for a commercial, could win a chance to direct a commercial.
Now, are you saying, you're saying the concept on paper, right? The idea
is
what you're looking for.
Just, right. You just write down and submit it. And the same way the website works for the screenplays, the people who submit are actually going to read and rate the other four ideas.
Oh, very cool.
All right. So wait, is there a web address or something for this?
Yeah, it's projectgreenlight.com. It's the same.
Greenlight.com.
And, of course, the ad has to be, the concept has to be for a Sam Adams commercial, right?
In order to win, yes, it can be for a Sam Adams commercial.
I mean, if I send in an idea for Chevy, I'm screwed, right?
Yes. And don't forget Jim Cook's new project, Project Green Liver.
Send in your liver, we'll send you a new one.
Right, exactly.
Not to be confused, and I guess we probably shouldn't bring up the new commercial with, is it okay to talk about the new spot with Ben, where Matt opens the beer?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, don't you? There's some spot now with the two guys talking.
Right.
Prank calls. Yeah, we prank called
the
studios. We didn't tell them that it was us calling. So yeah, just trying to demonstrate.
I love it. It's a good spot. Well, listen.
It was real. I was listening to it. It was hysterical. Some of the outtakes of Ben trying to get a date were awesome.
Yeah, they're good spots.
Some of the stuff was good. It just had nothing to do with Project Greenlight. So we cut it out.
Well, Matt, I think maybe you remember how far inside your bung we climbed when we had you on the show.
And Matt, what's the next big thing for you? When are we going to be seeing you again? What's the next movie coming out?
There's a great one coming out, actually. Ocean's 11 is coming out.
Oh, that's the big one, yeah. Clooney.
Yeah, we want to see that.
That's with everybody who's anybody. Was it as much fun making that as I've read?
I can't even tell you. I mean, it was great. It was just so much fun. Clooney, I mean, I would show up anywhere to work with that guy. He's hysterically funny.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right, we'll go to Matt's site, Project Greenlight.com. If you're an aspiring filmmaker, and of course, Sam Adams, beer of choice, is always on the Don and Mike Show with Jim Cook. I'm sorry that we screwed up the time, guys.
Now, we understand your priorities. Sexuals come first.
Well, you guys have to understand the world of shock.
Right, exactly. We had the trannies. But thank you both. Nice talking to both you guys.
All right, guys. Thanks for helping us out.
All right, bye, dudes.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, hey, Jim?
Yeah.
Jim? Can you send us more of that Millennium beer?
I had some on the airplane coming down to New York last night. Confiscate. You go to Logan. Go to Gate B. I'm waiting for you.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye, guys.
All right, guys. Love you.
Bye, guys. Like you too. I said like you too.
Like you.
And I don't want to say love you to Jim.
Oh, come on. Now, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, Scott.
Yeah, hi. I want to come down to the radio station and prove that I'm a female, please.
All right, get out of here.
God.
Christ. Now the whole show is going to be topsy-turvy because of that first break today.
That's right.
Oh, my God. All right, clear the lines. It's going to call 100 at 877-365-3636. Hey, how about three more numbers?
Yeah, good idea.
How about three more numbers for the numbers game?
All right.
I'm going to go with 15. Mike?
66.
Another high one. Buzzy?
Longtime favorite, 13.
13. All right, there's your new numbers. You're playing the numbers game with us today. 15, 66, 13 to win the key that could start the AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz C230. Now, clear them out, 877-365-3636. Call 100. Good luck.
Mike Hamilton, you're going over there as a representative of Captain Hook Fish and Chips. Part of our image, part of our appeal is that uniform. You know that.
You really want me to put this stuff back on?
Yes, I do. Show a little pride.
Yes, sir.
Now, tone down 20% for your listening pleasure. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get a call 100 here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, you have call 100?
Right, that's you, and hi, what's your name, my friend?
Cliff.
Who?
My name is Cliff.
Cliff, where are you from?
Brooklyn.
Cliff, enjoy your Dunkin' Donuts.
All right.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts to get your favorite donuts. Grab a delicious Boston cream chocolate or glazed. Either way, you won't be disappointed. And Cliff, also let me give you the WWF Survivor Series in demand Sunday, November 18th at 8 p.m., okay?
Okay.
With the WWF Survivor Series prize pack courtesy of Comcast and Cox Cable.
All right.
Thank you, my friend. Hold on a second.
All right.
Cliff?
All right.
Yeah.
See, I think...
Hey, how are you, Cliff?
A lot of the calls today, I think, from the tri-state area, people are bummed about the Yankees.
You can tell by the tone. People are, you know, it's a drag. They're not used to that.
Are you down about that?
A little bit, yeah. Not really, though.
What is your problem, Cliff?
Buzz.
I'm sorry. He just seemed very down.
Right. All right, thank you, Cliff.
I think there's down and then there's out.
Yeah.
And I think Cliff was more out than down.
Thanks. Hold on a second, Cliff. We do appreciate you listening. Numbers game continues now.
Numbers game.
Oh,
for the
numbers game. AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz C230. The hottest new car from Mercedes with a six-month waiting list for the car.
Mm-hmm.
Courtesy of Simply Wireless. SimplyWireless.com at AT&T.
Simply charming.
Three more numbers and small one, please. I'll take three. Mike.
One.
Buzz.
Two.
Okay.
Doesn't get any easier than that.
There's your new numbers.
Yeah, I forgot. We can't be too outrageous.
312. Know your audience. That's always what I say.
Amen, brother.
Know your audience.
That's right. No fractions.
Okay. Listen, I got the Sam Huff tape to play for you.
Yes.
And I know Mike's got stuff from his band appearance this weekend. I know what I got next for you. So we're talking to TV's Leah Remini last week, right? And she's going to be on the Emmy Awards.
My first guest just made me laugh my butt off the last time she was on. That's what happened to it. I had to have her back. She stars in the hit CBS show King of Queens. Please welcome Leah Remini.
There she is now. Big fat Roseanne.
Are we going to talk to Leah today?
I don't think so.
Because when we do, the next time we talk to her, I want to ask her about, you know, it was great seeing her on E! And I know you're going to talk about that. But on the Emmys themselves, something was going on. She was supposed to present, I think, with Kevin. And there was the Stiller factor in there. And did you watch it? Yeah. Did you see when they came up? They didn't introduce her.
Did we roll tape on the Emmys?
No, they did on the... They came out, all three of them came out for the actual
and
presentation.
And then she said, I'm Leah Remini, but didn't they... Did they give her a mention, or yes. Did I miss it?
Yeah, no, the announcer mentioned all three of them.
Okay, yeah, I thought they threw her away. I thought that, she might not. Okay, I'm wrong about
and she'd
that.
Said on the show Friday, there, whenever we talked to her last, Stiller would be
okay,
there,
good.
Too.
Okay,
yeah,
I thought there might have been something.
But there was something odd.
There was something
I don't know what it was.
You know what was weird, though, is that, you know, she said, oh, well, Kevin's prepared a little something, and there was a joke. That's it. So
right.
I don't know if they were just trying to get things over really in lickety split time, but
I think it's the Stiller factor.
Hey, is there anybody else? Is there anybody else out there like me who hates the fact that Patricia Heaton won?
Yeah,
yeah.
And I turned it on during the break of the World Series.
Such a giant C word on this show.
And what's with her ears?
Her ears that are like coming out of her neck.
She looked like one of those floating lizards.
She does that on the show all the time.
Yeah, she looked like a Ferengi.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be really infatuated with her. Yeah. I mean, I used to think she was like a MILF. Mm-hmm. When she, of course, is Raymond's wife on Everybody Loves Raymond.
But ever since she hated us.
And this cold as ice B.I.H. came on this show, and we started to give her the sex quiz. Mm-hmm. And she started with all this morality crap about, right, I can't answer these questions, how dare you.
And then she drops the S-bomb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And while she's telling us that we're awful, she drops the S-bomb. She says that her sister is a nun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, on the TV show, her sister is a nun.
Yeah, and
not in real life.
I mean, she really just took things. I mean, you know, I don't know who to blame in that situation, but people by now in those PR circles know this show, and they know what they're getting when they come on here.
She was so upset. This is really no BS. She went to Les Moonves, the president of the CBS network.
Right.
The guy, you know, the number two guy behind Mel, to try to get us fired.
Mm-hmm. They're really just raising holy hell about this. And even with the sex quiz, didn't we tell them, if you have a problem with any of the questions,
don't answer.
You don't have to answer them. And it was just a CF.
She was too moral to take the sex quiz. Last night, her bit at the Emmys was about having a wiener.
Was it really?
The same woman who didn't want to take the sex quiz with Ray Romano did a whole bit about who has wieners.
Yeah, it was really, and you know, we never got over it. I'm still not over it.
No,
I see her win the Emmy, and I got pissed.
Me too. Right, and I mean, I think she's good on the show Everybody Loves Raymond, but now when I watch Everybody Loves Raymond, I kind of watch it, and I don't like it as much, because I hate her so much, because I know what a mean-spirited bitch she is, that when she came on this show, and we would have been cool with that.
I mean, we've had people that, you know, do different things with that sex quiz. They either answer it. Sometimes they answer it, you know, facetiously. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they say no comment. Sometimes they say yes to everything. Sometimes they say no to everything. People play with it. It's perfectly okay. And she just went off. And then the behind-the-scenes crap that you and I dealt with for like 48 hours of dealing with her, you know, taking the time and the effort
to be the
queen diva, which she really believes in.
Here she is on TV. Look, here's a picture of her accepting her award.
Look at those ears.
Please, you know, honey, first off, you know, wear your hair down. As a matter of fact,
yeah, absolutely.
Comb your hair over the front of your face. You know, the only reason you're there is that Ray Romano is a real funny guy.
Yeah, brilliant, and you got a supporting cast there that's phenomenal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you got real good actors.
Take Doris Roberts out of that equation. You do not have that Emmy in
or
her
Peter
hand.
Boyle. Right.
I got news for you. You could plug Jenny McCarthy in that role, and she would win an Emmy Award as Ray Romano's wife.
They almost barfed at the guy from Will and Grace one, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in that category,
Of course they won, Mike.
Unbelievable.
It's the Emmys. you gotta give them to the West Wing.
I gave, you know, Ellen DeGeneres, I was prepared not to like her spiel, but she did a damn fine job on that show last night.
You've got to give it to the West Wing.
Right.
Since, of course, that, you know, that leans to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to give it to, you got to give it to the Sopranos. Even though the show's hideous, but you give it to the Sopranos.
I was thinking about that when I saw Edie Falco getting up on stage accepting an award. I'm like, when's the last time there was an episode on TV? And there they are getting Emmys.
Right.
It's incredible.
And then you give it to Everybody Loves Raymond, and then you say to that's what you give the guy from Will and Grace!
Yay!
The guy from Will and Grace!
And did you notice how many times he made little references to the fact that he's straight in real life?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. It was a real important for him to introduce his wife.
And then kisses his wife, and I'd like to thank my wife!
But then it was the other guy that was nominating, some best performance in a musical on television, Barbara Streisand won. The other guy, the real gay guy from Will and Grace, was up there.
Hello. What about, did you see, I mean, it was a night of all gay action. When I did turn it on occasionally, and I saw the guy, some guy who won the director's thing for Malcolm in the Middle.
Making his partner.
Yes. Yeah, and it, you know, he's got a guy who looks like Tim Stickney from All My Children sitting in the crowd, right? The guy's got the giant Bob Marley braids in his hair.
And I thought for a second he made a comment about another director who said, you're going to be up here pretty soon. And I thought that was it, but no, that was his partner.
That was his boyfriend.
Who he thanked. Yeah. Who he thanked, and, absolutely.
You know, and they show the black guy in the crowd, Tim Stickney, looked like crying.
Yeah, just like, oh.
Dude, they go, oh, that's
wonderful.
That's my man.
Yeah, it was the Emmys.
That's my man.
I like the
town-sized Emmys. I liked it a lot. I really did. I liked the fact that half the people didn't show up, you know, so it was quicker and it was...
I would like a Down Syndrome Emmys.
where
it was just Chris Burke on TV.
Yeah, that's probably it, though. You know, you'd be limited in your participants on that. Yeah. Be over in about 5 minutes.
No, you just let Chris announce all the awards and give out all the awards.
And with nobody there in the audience, just him. Okay.
Just Chris Burke on TV.
That's your active fantasy life.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and...
You got my echo there, Robbie?
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Emmy Awards.
And this is the opening number, of course.
Anybody know?
And here's your host. Chris Burke.
But you better not talk.
There it is.
The way you'd like to see it.
Join Chris and the girl from the Facts of Life.
That's it. Which one?
Who was
Mindy Cohn?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry, that's not Down Syndrome, that's CP.
That was Jerry.
Jerry Kuhl. There you go. All right,
Facts
very good.
Of Life with CP.
It's a one-man show.
That's exactly what it would be.
And now, here's Chris Burke.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Oh, I thought he was really on the
different Chris.
Oh, no.
Chris. Donna Mike?
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hi.
I just wanted to make a comment on how this guy, Tony Soprano, didn't show up last night, right?
Yeah.
He should have guys like Mike on standby that do impressions and stuff. To just go up on stage and, you know, do the voice and...
Well, that would have to be, it'd have to be by telephone.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
I'd really like to thank the Academy for presenting me with this award. I'm sorry I'm working with my assistant, Robert. And I'd like to congratulate Edie, Lorraine, everybody else is connected with the Sopranos. Sorry I can't be there. Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
I would have to be on the telephone, though, because, I mean, if I walked out there, I know I look nothing like the man.
I don't know where he was. All right, thank you, Chris.
I have just one more thing to say. Did you see Leah Remedy on the red carpet? Big hello to you guys.
Yeah, we got the tape. We're going to play it here.
Okay. Yeah, I just saw it now. It was amazing.
Woman of her word.
Yeah, that was pretty cool of her.
Pretty handsome woman, huh?
Yeah.
And a lot of butt shots.
Yeah, she did that turnaround and she paused for a quick second there. Yeah, that was pretty hot of her.
Major POA. Thanks, Chris.
All right, see you in Toledo, guys.
All right, see you in Toledo.
Bye.
I don't know who she was talking to on the runway. I think it was some cast member from The Others. Some hideous creature that I could not... I really couldn't place that face, that stretched, evil, demonic leather face.
Yeah, the security last night was tighter than Joan Rivers' face.
And you know, Melissa is blossoming into a lovely woman.
And do you find that as annoying as I do when she goes, back to you, Mom.
Take it to you. Back to you, Missy.
Thank you, Mom.
Who's inherited her giant horse face.
Right, what does she have, really, other than the fact she's Joan Rivers' daughter?
Nothing. Yeah. So Leah Remini's on the show last week. She says she's going to be on the Emmy Awards, and she's going to be on with horse face Joan Rivers. And we asked her to please say hello to us, because, let's face it, the small things matter to us. So it's petty, it's tiny, in the big scheme it means nothing.
Pathetic.
But, we are pathetic.
We are indeed pathetic.
So we're watching the show on E! Exclamation point last night. And listen as Leah tries to get in the plug for us in the beginning, but old tight face, horse face won't let her get a word in.
You're dealing with there's a reason why her show, her talk show, died. Right. She's a totally incompetent interviewer.
Who are you wearing?
So here is Leah. Again, trust me, folks, we know how pathetic this is. We know it's pathetic to have Leah say hello to us, to Joan Rivers on basic cable.
But you know how delightful it is to know, and I knew watching her, that was like all she wanted to do. That was the whole reason she was talking to Joan Rivers, she's done it again for us. She has done it again.
Let's roll that tape, please, from last night on the E! Exclamation point channel.
And over here is Leon, here we go. Leon Lemony, here we go.
Leon Lemony?
Really, what an a-hole.
Now, was Horseface doing that on purpose?
No!
She's just clueless.
We know from when Leah did the thing at the Grammys, the way those things are run is there's someone in a trailer that feeds them in their earpiece, their
right.
IFB.
Right.
And so what Horseface replies is...
It shows you how much knowledge Joan and Missy Rivers have about who they're interviewing.
Bring up Leon Lemony.
Leon Lemony.
Leon.
Okay. Leon Lemony.
Here we go. Leon Lemony.
That's what she says, Jesus Christ.
Leon Lemony. Here we go. Leah Remini.
Hi.
Look at you.
Yeah, what do you have?
You are presenter tonight.
Say it now.
You
say it now.
Leah Remini, a presenter.
What do you say? Say it now.
Not for the office.
What?
This is a very beautiful dress. This is not office. Don't get so crazy. Did you pay for it?
No, of course not.
So what do you care?
No, I care what you think, though.
Well, I think you look wonderful.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Now, what if... No, would you care if somebody...
All right, now, stop it right there. Leah says... You know, I want to say...
Yeah, and then Joan goes into the...
Not for the office!
Right.
My aggressive...
And she, you know...
Leon Lemony.
You got aggression against aggression here.
Yeah.
These two could wrestle.
And Leah's only being polite because she's on TV with her.
Exactly.
Didn't like what you're wearing. You know you look great. Why would it bother you?
I say that it doesn't bother me, but it does bother. You know, out loud I go, who cares? Look at you. You look like an idiot, you know, but not you, meaning
you. I know what you're saying, yeah.
But if you did abuse me, then I'd have to abuse
you. Did you ever wear anything? I wore something once, and every time I see it, I look like a big pink mushroom, and I still want to kill myself. Did you ever wear anything you were very upset about later?
Well, I wasn't upset about it until I heard the comments.
Now, as you're watching this, you can see Leah, who I, you know, and again, maybe I'm too close to the situation, but it looks to me like
she's trying.
She's trying to figure out
how
she's going to manage to say hello to, you know, the two biggest losers on the face of the earth.
And I was really, really, when they got into it, I started really fantasizing about the two of them together.
What, Leah and the horse?
Yeah. Yeah. Just Leah watching for the first part. Just me and Joan.
Oh, you and Joan.
Big time. Big time.
What about Melissa?
No, Missy wouldn't be there. Just be Leah and Joan. But really, Leah just kind of hanging out, watching me and Joan together.
Watching you have sex with Joan Rivers?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the Pooches do it.
That's your thing, man.
Absolutely.
You stand, the cheese stands alone on that.
It'd be fantastic.
Leah be standing by ready to dial 911 when her body splits in.
No, that's okay, because Joan Rivers has a nice skinny back. You bet she does.
All right, because you're a rover time.
It's, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Just
be
like,
doggy paddling.
Right.
Oh.
Like, I went, yeah, they're so right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But as long as you say some...
Listen, you really wouldn't do Joan Rivers, would you?
That was my fantasy when I was watching them. Just holding on to Joan Rivers like she's a piece of Samsonite luggage.
All right, here's a real who would you do.
Okay.
Joan Rivers or that old broad in the Old Navy commercial?
Let the runway be your guy.
Yeah.
Oh, Joan Rivers. In a heartbeat.
Joan Rivers or now, come on, be serious.
I'm being serious. I mean, if you gave me the choice between...
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hold on. Joan Rivers or Uncle June.
No, not Uncle June.
Oh, for you.
Joan Rivers or Livy Soprano?
Yeah.
Not as she is today.
Yeah, of course you need a shoving.
Joan Rivers.
Absolutely.
Joan Rivers would win a lot of those competitions.
All right, you guys got to help me come up with some better old broads.
Let me give you one. Joan Rivers or Doris Roberts.
Doris Roberts.
Yeah. Joan Rivers.
You're kidding me.
Oh, yeah.
You would do Joan Rivers before Doris,
especially if she's all painted up like she was on the show.
Not that Doris Roberts is a POA. No. I mean, please give me a bag of flour and a gas mask.
Don't break the seal.
How about Joan Rivers or Mary Tyler Moore as she appeared last night?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore, AIDS patient?
Mary Tyler Moore looking very skinny.
A little thin.
You're going to just see, you know the kind of teeth that the teacher keeps in the prize drawer?
Yeah.
That's going to be Mary Tyler Moore in a few Emmys when they're just going to interview a set of teeth.
I still do Mary Tyler Moore first.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Mary Tyler Moore in much better shape probably than Joan Rivers.
Well, yeah, right.
Joan Rivers just doesn't eat a lot, which is A-okay with me.
All right, let's hear Leah's comment, because we got to do another break. I'm sorry about that.
Those of you who's watching, Don and Mike, they wanted me to say hello to you. They're radio guys. They wanted me to say hello.
Yeah.
Back it up.
Oh, right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But as long as you say it's a
some fans of yours watching, Don and Mike. They wanted me to say hello to you. They're radio guys, and they love you. They wanted me to say hello. Yeah.
Whose dress is this?
This is Hervé. Hervé. You know what that is?
So she says that, and Horse Fishes blows right by.
Totally blows right.
And I like Leah's doing. They're really big fans of yours.
We're not.
No, that's okay. Right. We just turned you down as a guest. Where's the isolated one, Rob? Oh, you got it on there?
Yeah.
All right, so here it is. Here's the real moment of glory right here.
Yeah, so.
But as long as you say it,
some fans of yours watching, Don and Mike, they wanted me to say hello to you. They're radio guys, and they love you. They wanted me to say
so
hello.
Sweet.
Yeah, whose dress is this?
This is Hervé. Hervé.
So nice to us.
Yeah, that's nice.
She's an unbelievable woman of her word.
And it was moments after the thing aired last night that I got on my, hold on, let me give you the message. She must have sent it while she was at the Emmys. Hold on a second. Back, mailbox. Okay. Last night at 7:02 East Coast time.
Right.
On my little pager.
Mm-hmm.
Don, I did it. Did you see me on Joan? Signed, Potty Mouth.
Good for her.
So, yeah, she's a...
fantastic.
She's a man of her word.
Good lady.
I know. It means nothing. It's worth
it. It is meaningless, but I called you afterwards.
We're both big fat loads. The phone rang instantly, and I pick it up because I knew it was Mike, even without the caller ID.
Right.
I just pick it up, and I said, she's a man of her word.
And then we had a brief conversation, just brief, and then and went back to our pathetic life of television watching.
Yeah.
Call us probably. Were you in your cave?
Yeah.
Okay, so at least the conversation didn't go bed to bed.
Oh, no!
As it often does. I was watching football. That's how gay I am. Between all the 4 o'clock games
right.
and watching E! Exclamation point so that Leah Remedy would say hello to us.
After Leah, jettisoned that show, though.
Yeah.
That's like serious. That's worse than watching The Grass
Grow. No, Wes. We got a break. We'll be right back.
And Mike Show.
Chief O'Hara and I will stay by the back phone.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636.
I'm up there in the list in my own way. Don't be shocked by anything that happens.
That's your national number. 877-365-3636 from Washington, D.C. 202-432-1067.
Live from the Pegasus, the Don and Mike Show.
Hi there. Getting out of here after the show today. Going to New York this week.
New York City.
And when we go to New York, it's courtesy Amtrak. The Amtrak promise, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL to make a reservation. Even though the Yankees lost the World Series last night, I think everybody agrees it was a great series.
Yes, it was.
Sucks D that they lost.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
But they're still going to have the parade on Wednesday.
Good.
And I believe that the station, NEW, is working on a deal with one of those remote jobbers that we can actually go out and broadcast from the parade site.
And, you know, this parade is not like your average kind of parade for a team that comes up short of winning a world championship. I think this parade is probably going to be a thank you to the Yankees for what they've done. I mean, and over the years, it's a hell of a run. It really is. It's incredible.
So I'm putting out the call right now to Lewis the Retard.
Oh!
Lewis, or if someone could get Lewis on the telephone, we need to know if he would be available to come to New York on Wednesday, and if we dressed him up in a Diamondbacks uniform,
right?
Just have him stand by where we're broadcasting from on the parade site with a megaphone, and all he's got to do is say, Diamondbacks rule.
Yes, that's right. Or he could say, I'm Randy Johnson, don't you wish you were me?
Yeah, and, you know, I love the Diamondbacks. Now, we won't go have him as far as saying, you know, Yankees suck. No need for that.
How about them D's?
Yeah, stuff like that, you know. Phoenix is the greatest city in America.
Right, exactly.
Jerry Colangelo, that dumb owner's name,
is God.
Is God, yeah. So would someone please get Lewis the Retard on the phone? We were going to involve him in the show again
mm-hmm.
a couple of months ago. As a matter of fact, we had a plan for him to assault Katie Couric on the Today Show.
Not assault, but to just show up and and be difficult.
Verbally, assault, not physically, of course. And then the deal was that the day he was supposed to make the appearance was the day that the planes went in the World Trade Center.
Everything changed after that.
Yeah. But now I think I can think of no better way for the good people of New York to get to know Louis the Retard, and no better way to bring him back into the Don and Mike family fold.
And I consider it wonderful because then no one will have a chance of getting hurt except for Louis.
Right. So we dress him up in a Diamondbacks uniform. And we got to get him like a pair of baseball pants.
Yeah, we got to get the full thing.
Yeah, we get him the pants and the. I'm sure we can get the jersey somewhere.
The whole schmear
from Modell's or something, and get him the hat.
I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah. Maybe you can get him spikes.
Yeah, I mean, really, the whole deal.
You'll need them.
Like, really, if we could find, like, a legitimate uniform. Pinstripe pants.
You know, someone could help. Even better if we could get in, like, those, you know, those queer jerseys the Diamondbacks wear where they got no sleeves and they wear, like, the undershirts underneath?
Yeah, like they were wearing last night.
Yeah.
It'd be perfect.
So anyway, call. Will someone please get Louis the Tard on the telephone?
Very good idea.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. This
Mike.
Is Mike from
yes.
Fairfax.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, Buzz. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, just wanted to say I saw the Mike O'Meara band in Crap, and they were awesome on Saturday night.
This is a perfect lead-in. Mike was going to tell us what happened at his Jack Diamond band appearance on Saturday.
First of all, you know, the marketing down, we were nervous about this because it was the closest into the city for the first time the band was going to play down there, and I don't know who told them, but the name of the band is the Crap Blues Band, or Crap. It is not my name. And, you know, one of the reasons that early ball busting went on was because, you know, I'm not, you know, it's not like Diamond Alley. I don't want my name. I just, Crap, that's
hey,
the name of
Jack
the band.
Jack Diamond with you.
And so I get down there, and we're bringing the equipment in, and I see they have a poster up there that says the Mike O'Meara Band. O apostrophe capital M A R A. And they had it in the paper too. You know, in the paper you see on the town, the tiny little blurb where they'll
mention
the
like
bar.
You mean like the penny paper, or do you mean the Washington Post?
The weekend section of the Post.
Oh, it was in
where,
there.
You know,
wow.
When they do on the town, and right. Every single band puts what they're going to have in there, and there was again the Mike O'Meara Band, which is really, I mean, on so many levels, bad and wrong and
the
evil.
The Mike O'Meara Band.
And so we were supposed to, you know, a lot of things were starting to go wrong where I went down to this place, and I said, they were supposed to bring some flyers and put some flyers up, and, you know, I said, did they bring the flyers down? The guy goes, you know the guy in Albert Brooks, the movie Lost in America? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, when he's trying to check into the Desert Inn?
Well, did they have flyers? I don't know. Well, he said he came by Thursday afternoon and handed them to a bartender. I don't know. So there were no flyers down there in any of that. It's just, and I get, you know how I get. You know, I'm getting more agitated and more edgy, and
you're getting more rock star-ish.
I'm nervous, not rock star. I'm very edgy about the whole thing going well, because this is the first time we played close in, and I knew there were going to be more people, and I want to thank everybody that came out, because there were a lot of people there. But one of the things I was told, as we heard on the air last week, is that our very good friend, Mr. Thomas Aloysius Gavin, tag to his friends, was going to come out. And it became, as it got closer and closer to the time we were going to start playing, it became Tom Gavin this, Tom Gavin. You know, first of all, I arrived there, and RJ says to me, Tom wants to sell T-shirts. He said, you said he could set up a table. I said nothing at all.
No, I told you this in the office.
I said, listen, is this stuff that I miss when we go out and do something?
This is nobody's fault, but your own.
Because I encourage him.
Like when we go to the bowling alleys and we have our bowling team,
right.
Everybody else wants Tom to get the frig away. And you're always calling him over, having him do his dance.
And I wasn't Saturday night. I mean, it was just, you know, I had a lot of things on my mind.
You're his buddy.
But he got there. And, well, I am his buddy because he got there. And I had said, really, when I think it was RJ's son who was there helping us move stuff. And he said, he wants to sell his T-shirts. I said, absolutely not. No, there's not that this is not for that, please. No. Well, he arrives, and I look at the guy, and he comes walking in, and I'm like, okay, he can sell his T-shirts.
Talking about Tom now?
Yeah, he can sell his T-shirts. And then I went back and forth twice, because when he walked in, I saw him, I said, okay, he can sell his T-shirts here. And then he went, I said, after the show's over, he can sell his T-shirts at the end of the
evening. You and the monster.
And, well, the monster was, he was there. He arrived early, of course, long before, you know, we were going to start playing. And, you know, it was just, I was nervous to start with. And then I see Tom
in back of me. And I said, okay, Tom, thanks a lot. Go sit down now. Go sit down. And then 5 minutes later, I'm talking to somebody. And I'm talking. I got a lot of friends coming down to see the band. And I'm talking to this person. And I see Tom again going,
Rah! In my chair, Don, in my chair, Don, in my chair. On 11, Don, in my chair, on 11.
I want to say something to the people we work with here, because I know that I do this with Tom, yourself included, that I've said, you know, hey, come on, he's Tom. Let's have a lot of fun with Tom. And, you know, I'm normally, like, riling him up. And I'm riling him up because when we go somewhere, there's this system that's, you know, that I don't have to be responsible for. That's just Tom goes where Tom goes, and that's it. There was no system whatsoever when we had crap playing in this bar, and Tom is there following me everywhere, and then we start playing. And somehow Tom got down on the dance floor right next to Wendell at the soundboard. So basically Tom is in the band. You know, he's like, he's sitting down there, and my wife was there, and we had friends there, and Tom's out there, and we just start playing, and I'm looking around, and I'm enjoying it, and it's like a lot of people watching the game, and so we're not the focus of attention, which is the way I like it.
The Mike O'Mara band.
The Mike O'Mara band has begun to play, and I look up, and I don't know when it happened, but I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to make a good impression, you know, with new people that haven't heard the band before, and I look in the center of the dance floor, and there's Tom balancing a cane on his head, right in the middle of the empty dance floor. And then I see Tom getting close to my wife on the dance floor. And
oh, no.
I don't know if he danced with my wife. I know he danced with, like, good friends of my wife, and he was dancing with everybody. Tom was having just a fantastic time. Then every break that we took, every moment, I would not have, I did not have until the very end of the evening when someone says to me, Tom doesn't have a ride home. And I'm like, what am I? I have dealt with Tom all night long. What am I supposed to do?
Fault. It's your own fault.
Well, that's all going to change. That's all.
Mary Jaka, Mary Jaka, Mary Jaka. Dorme du, dorme du. Mary Lanka, Mary Lanka.
I didn't know what to do. I swear to God, I really didn't know what to do. And RJ didn't know what to do either, you know. And RJ's son didn't know what to do. And Wendell didn't know. Oh, and you know what else happened? Only one other thing happened. I'm sitting there and I'm playing, and there's this guy.
You know, you surround yourself with only the finest mic.
Hey, you know, you do what you can, Don. You do
I'm just getting the mental picture right now. You got RJ Diaz, Wendell Hall, and Tom.
RJ ran the door. RJ was working the door
and
for
Tom
us.
Gavin.
You know, for
the Mike O'Mara band.
Mike O'Mara band. And I start playing, and there's this guy, and he's got a video camera, and he's down on the dance floor, and he's videotaping me with his video camera. I thought he was videotaping the band, and I'm looking at him, and he's got a smirk on his face, right? He's videotaping me like this. This is what he's doing. He's squatting down, and he's going at me, right? So I look at him, and I'm like, okay, whatever. And I look back over to see, you know, obviously he's going to videotape the... No, he's not videotaping anyone except for me.
Just you.
And then he would sit there, and he's got the videotape going like this. And I look over, and I'm like... And he takes the camera away, and he starts smirking again. So this has gone from, like, I think he's going to be videotaping the band to, no, he's just videotaping me, to he's busting my balls with this video camera. And I finally... I'm playing this song, and I'm waving a drumstick at the guy, and it almost looks like somebody who's a convicted felon who doesn't want the camera there. And I said, please stop. And I screw up this song in totality because I start getting mad at the guy. And I said, I'm trying to signal Wendell. I said, Wendell, tell the guy, you know, knock it off. He's obviously busting my balls. So the guy...
But Mike, you're a rock star.
Yeah, well, this guy, I don't know what he was up to.
You're a rock star. Everybody likes to photograph their favorite rock star.
This plays out later. So Wendell comes over, and Wendell says, please stop, turns around, and just walks back, and the guy says, okay. And then the guy's holding the camera down, like, near his left nipple, and I see the red light still on. And I can't do anything about it. And then the guy picks his camera up, and I watch this guy, because this time, I'm not even paying attention to what's going on. The guy picks his camera up, puts it in a little satchel, and runs. towards the door. Like, runs out. Like, I don't know where he's going.
You gotta know somewhere there's, like, MichaelMeraPlayingTheDrums.com.
Yeah, yeah.
You can go to some website.
Great minds think alike. Yeah, that's all I'm thinking. Like, where, you know, he's going to put my head on some, like, animal's body or something like that. I'm thinking all these. And I'm totally having a paranoia attack.
It might be just bad enough just with you just playing the drums.
Absolutely it would be that bad with my bald head up there, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I don't look. My wife has told me this. My wife, who loves me very much, says, I don't look that good when I'm playing the drums. I make weird faces when I, you know, it's like, you know, when you're trying to do something, apparently the face does tend to contort a little bit. So I'm paranoid about this. It's just like set the tone for me between, I'm dealing with Tom and I'm dealing with this. And then later on, this guy comes up and goes, hey, listen, I'm sorry I videotaped you. Mike Landis here. The Mike Landis guy.
Oh, no.
The Mike Landis guy.
Why don't you just drop this facade of having a band and just give out your home address and have all of these nutty listeners and hangers-on just come to your house?
He comes over and he... But I was relieved, and then I was super nice to the guy because he just said, I just... Well, he tried to get in for free, RJ told me, by saying he was Crap's videographer. And then he walks in, and he sits there and he says... Hey, I was the guy that videotaped you. I'm the Mike Landis guy.
Damn.
And then I was so relieved. I was nice to him, and that was it. And there were some normal people that came out and had a very good time, and I appreciate everybody coming out.
Where is Don? Where is Don? Here I am. Where is Ron? Where is Ron?
That's, you know, this is
oh,
it.
My dude, oh, my every, dude.
There's nothing I can do. I can't ban anybody for coming to right?
Can. Yeah,
have we? We've never been able to ban Tom, have we?
It's your show, though.
Huh?
Don't you charge to get in?
Yeah.
Well, then you can ban anybody you want.
Working.
But his money's green, Mike.
See, that's right.
What does the Mike Landis guy look like?
Oh, but you know, in just a word to my that wonderful, illustrious support staff you were mentioning before, maybe bringing down the extra chair to the dance floor for Tom might have been a bad idea.
Where
maybe just a little
Mike?
Bit.
Where is Mike?
I look down, and they're bringing him an extra chair. No need for Tom.
Where is Tom?
Okay.
No need for Tom to sit back in the seating area of the place, which is perfectly comfortable. No, bring a special chair down so he can sit on the dance floor.
Well, you want to have you see him with the cane on his head.
It was fine, though.
What did the Mike Landis guy look like?
He looked as normal.
Handsome? No, he was dreamy, Rob. Yeah.
Good.
No, he's tall, thin, you know, average-looking guy, and I was so relieved that it wasn't somebody doing what Donna. That's exactly what I thought, too. It was going to be, you know, idiotrebodrummer.com.
Here's your new friend.
There he is.
It was very, very dark in there, Mike. I assure you, there was no videotaping of your face is not even on the camera.
Oh, good. All right, well, thank God for that. I was ready to kill you.
I truly apologize. I really didn't think it was going to be a problem. RJ said it was fine.
Yeah, of course.
I did not try to get in for free.
Well, you were very nice, weren't we? Didn't we have a nice conversation after that?
Yes, sir. You were very nice. And I will tell your listeners this. Mike, you are not lying about your wife.
Thanks, Mike. I don't know why coming from you, I'm not going to take that as a compliment.
Are you rethinking your whole band thing now?
You know, the whole thing is like being revisited right now.
Oh, God damn.
In totality. Hey, thanks for coming. Thank you. Here we go. There's my life. Open book. Hi, Tom. Hi, Mike Landis guy. Hey, Laura, beat these guys. Come on over here.
Hey, RJ.
Wendell.
Hey, RJ. Wendell. RJ's son. Everybody, come on out. Join us.
The All-Stars.
Join us, won't you?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hi. I was listening to Jack Diamond this morning,
yeah.
And he was talking about his puppy, Spencer, who has cancer. And
oh, no.
You know what, though? For Jack Diamond, that's ratings gold.
Oh, absolutely.
A dog with cancer?
Yeah, he's probably faking it.
You know, exactly. I mean, I don't begrudge the guy, but he was milking it. It was really sad.
Puppy with cancer.
Puppy with cancer.
Boy, I'd be up there if you were trying to create something.
I'd like some, you know what? I'd like documentation on that. I'd like Jack Diamond to bring in a
blood test, stool sample.
Biopsy. Right, yeah. A biopsy.
All you do is have to follow the puppy around and get a stool sample.
Because you got to know that on a fake radio show like that, oh, and you got to remind me to tell you about the fake radio show I heard on Z104 today.
Oh, really?
But, on a fake show like Jack Diamond, where they sit around and they have, like, brainstorming meetings instead of, like, thinking of bits and funny stuff, they can do. They go,
Now, I know we had, Rob, how long since we had the cancer kit on?
That's 2 months, Diamond!
That's too fast, too. See, people, people feel so sorry for things with cancer, and people love puppies.
Hey,
I got an idea.
What's that?
I'm going to buy a puppy. I thought I was going to get all the air.
I'm going to say the puppy has cancer.
That's going to be my promotion for the fall book.
Brilliant. What he did actually his whole last month was force-fed the dog cigarettes.
Can't you puff on this dog? Come on now, dog. Inhale it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give the dog a bad haircut. Hey, look at that. The dog's hair is falling out.
Yeah, we're going to see where we're putting the dog through chemo. that's exactly what we're going to do. That's a great idea. So puppies and cancer. Hey, we're going to be number one.
So then VEQ107 calls Harvey in and goes, Jack, what do you got for the fall book?
This is even better. This is better than a Disneyland a day giveaway. Are you ready for this, boss?
My puppy has cancer.
You can thank me later.
Brilliant.
You can thank me later.
I can feel the ARBs coming back right now. The ARBs are going to be great. My puppy has cancer.
And listen, next spring, I'm already thinking ahead for you. My kitten, full-blown AIDS.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
Goddamn. Fake radio is so great.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And I got to tell you about this Z104 thing. Oh, and I've now played you the Sam Hoff tape.
Yeah.
And we have more of your phone calls. Wow. Please. And we got to hear from Lewis the Retard about joining us Wednesday for the Yankees parade in the Diamondbacks uniform. Damn, it's a busy show today. Please stay right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
People.
Stay tuned for your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless and only on the Don and Mike Show.
The critics love snacks.
Making a daily commitment in the eyes of God. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now we want to thank the good people at SimplyWireless.com. Also AT&T for supplying us with the hottest car. For 2002, the Mercedes-Benz C230 Compressor Sports Coupe. Rob loves it because they spell compressor with a K, the German way. He digs that. The current offer from AT&T Wireless Service, $39.99 a month, 400 anytime minutes, unlimited nights and weekends for life, and free nationwide long distance. Go to SimplyWireless.com.
All right.
Listen, we're giving away this car on December 14th. We're only giving away 29 keys. Mm-hmm. And if you've been listening to the whole show today, well, then you got a leg up on everybody else. Let's get three more numbers. We're playing the numbers game today. We're going to do a little math. Once again, I'm going to be the listener's friend.
Uh-huh.
My number is zero. Mike, what is your number?
1,000.
Come on. It's easy to add. You're really going to be effing with people, though.
It's simple to add, though.
Two-digit numbers, please. Please.
All right. 10.
10. Thanks. Thanks for helping those of us out who didn't go to college.
And Buzz, hey, you're better at math than I am.
Buzz?
21.
21. All right, those are the new three numbers. You see, you add them all up, and by the end of the show, mm-hmm. boom, somebody is a big-time winner. Boom.
That narrows it down to 1,000.
Hello, Mike. Here's Mike in New York. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, listen, kudos to Rob A. for getting the lovely Mrs. Geronimo's name on his network radio program. Did you hear when you played the tape at the beginning of the show? She was asking about some car, and he goes, feel free to buy one.
Yeah. Oh, feel free to buy one.
Free
to buy one. Okay.
Yes, you cracked his code.
All right, I got you. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Danielle.
Hey, how are you?
On everybody. I'm sure you remember Danielle. She's been on the show. She's the girl who shoots the banana out of her out of her privacy.
Oh, it's Danielle, right? Is it Danielle or Danielle?
It's Danielle.
Danielle. Yeah, you got a better memory than I.
Oh, I'm mad I never forget.
Danielle, hi.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to get some advice from you guys. Not advice, but I'm doing a stage show on Sunday.
Yeah?
And I happen to wear a UPS outfit. And I have no clue of what song to dance to. I don't want to dance to, like, the 50s music. I want something more modern. But I don't know what song to do it to.
Call me crazy. How about something from AC/DC?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you can't go wrong with You Shook Me All Night Long.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, is that, like, going to go with the UPS outfit?
Sure. Honey, who cares about the outfit?
Huh?
Danielle, really, who cares about the outfit?
If you have a UPS outfit, dance to Brown Sugar.
Hey, who sings that?
The Stones.
the Rolling Stones.
Rolling
Stones. Oh, are you serious?
You know, it's like, here's my thought, Danielle, and I don't know what kind of go-go club you're going to be dancing
at. It's not a club. It's just a big stage show.
Okay, well, it's like, it's on the occasions when my wife dresses up for me. I mean, like, when I come home and and she, no, like, if we're going to have love, and she puts on, like, a nice nightgown or something, right. I always say to her, it's a waste of time, because I want to see her naked. You know what I mean? So
you're saying that Danielle shouldn't wear the UPS uniform?
Yeah, I think you probably make the customers happy.
I should just jump out of the box with no clothes on.
Just come out naked. I mean,
no, I'm pretty sure, though, that the customers, you want to see the box.
Well, they can see the box. God. They can see the box, but she doesn't have to be wearing the
the UPS. I'm talking about the cardboard box.
I know that. I think that's the box that Mike was talking about.
Of course.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't be speaking of any other box.
All right, Danielle. Well, that's the advice.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much. You guys have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Also, Foghat also works good. Like, Fool for the City, that's a good one to dance to.
Slow Ride, you play that a lot on the show. You played it today, as a matter of fact. That's a good one, too.
Van Halen always works, too, at a strip club.
Something from OU812.
Yeah. And you get one of those dreamy Van Halen numbers, like that one. And all the love walks in.
When it's love, that might be a good one.
How do I know when it's love?
Just sit there pelvic thrust.
That's right.
Yeah, baby.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz didn't get to pick a number.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I missed it.
Oh, that's too bad.
Right. You're SOL.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Thank you, though.
That sucks.
Bye-bye.
Now you're just going to have to guess.
But I want to tell you, that when I go in a strip club,
right,
here's what I like to hear.
This is when you pull your chair up to the front row of whatever stage with a stainless steel pole. And now Don's favorite stripper comes up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Karen Carpenter. Talking to myself
and feel old. Actually, you could just go in and stare at the pole. Sometimes I'd
like to quit. I can't
see her
behind.
She's one of them Halloween skeletons.
Yeah. Comes out with a Windex.
Now, here's another good one for strippers to dance to. Cut number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Welcome to Camelot.
Let me try number 5.
Oh,
Karen.
Oh, that's right.
You
gotta be careful when Karen.
It's been a long time since we did this bit. You know, it actually works best with the slow one, though. Let's go back to the slow one. Our tribute to the late Karen Carpenter.
That
for some reason we get hooked on every once in a while.
Every now and then, you just can't go by it.
Well, damn, you know, Mike, it's the music that just... America loves the fresh-faced brother and sister act from Northern California.
Absolutely. And this is a lovely remix of one of their originals.
Making their debut on American Bandstand. Ladies and gentlemen, here they are. The Carpenters. Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I like to quit. Nothing else to fit. Hanging around. Nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Walking around, some kind of lonely clown. Now here she goes. She really gonna listen to this part. Funny, but it seems I always. About you, but I miss the Carpenters.
Oh my God.
We all do. I really miss those crazy kids.
Oh, I'm starving.
Okay. How do we get on that?
Oh, the stripper.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were suggesting music.
Music. Danielle called the, she wanted to know what to hear when she was out stripping.
Very nice.
There you go. That's what I suggest anyway. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can I talk to Lisa, please?
Lisa, why?
Well, I talked to her last week, and I wanted to thank her for doing something for me.
Oh, well, listen, who doesn't? See you later.
I know, but I talked to her at the CBS.
Who's this? Is this Dumb Nick, her boyfriend?
No, this is not Dumb Nick. This is Sean.
Oh, Sean.
What'd she do for you?
Well, I talked to her outside in the lobby of CBS, and ever since I talked to her, it was Halloween day, and my week has just gone. Like, I was in dire straits, and everything has been A-okay since then. I just want to thank her.
Okay, we'll pass that along.
Yeah. What a nice explanation, too.
Thanks.
Oh, wait, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I got a question for Mike.
Yeah.
Do you like Huey Lewis?
All right, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
This is Grant, man. You guys got to stop the madness. I had to pull over. I almost threw up, man.
Oh, with the Karen Carpenter?
Yeah.
You know, that's one you can only pull out like twice a year.
Yeah. And there's always that segment that gets mad. Not for any other level than just, you know, because it's causing the gag reflex.
Yeah.
There are people that hear that have trouble hearing that.
Yes. That's a great segment, though. You can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with our tribute.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember, had a Mama's and Papa's record.
The Ham Sandwich Tribute.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, this is Nicole calling from Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, Nicole.
I just kind of, you're probably going to say I'm SOL about this too, but I was listening and the intro music that you guys played over your first two, your first three numbers.
Hey, hold on, Nicole. How about those Packers?
Go, Pack, go!
All for Brett. Brett come in and he throw the ball and the Packers, they beat the Tampa Bay Bucks yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. I got it.
I picked the Tampa Bay Bucks. I remember I was the only one, Don. That's the way I remember that. Remember that with the Melissa Stark?
Don't pick against the Packers in the Green Bay.
Yeah, you're right about that. They got the special mystique happening then.
So anyway, what happened, Nicole?
Well, I was listening and I heard your intro music, you know, the Stop the Rock song or whatever.
Right.
And then I heard the number 69. Okay, there's your three numbers. And I was like, what? I was sitting here listening, waiting, and they cut off the whole intro of your show, and you just heard 69, three numbers.
You know, you're very sweet, and you sound like a very, very nice lady, but I don't believe there was any intro music playing over the numbers.
There was not.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you what I heard, because I sent, like, a nasty little email to It's 100X at WTLX here.
Yeah.
I sent him a nasty little email because I listened to every day. Yeah. And
the affiliate could keep the music up, couldn't
they? Yes, they could. How could they, though?
If they have their own dub.
I don't know, but they're kind of a screwy station. I mean, I listen from about 8:30.
Here I was getting ready to accuse this woman of playing fast
and loose. Well, I would not urge any of our stations to get a copy of that song and play it on their own.
That would be very bad.
What did they say to you at the station, or did they reply to your
email? They didn't reply yet. I just sent them an email because I couldn't get through on their
regular number. Sorry, dear Nicole. Well,
where do we find out what happened?
All right, we'll check into it, dear.
All right, thank you.
All right, dear.
All right, bye-bye.
All for Brett Favre.
All for numbers.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Thanks, Don. Nothing better when you're hungover after a night of watching the World Series than the vision of Karen Carpenter and hearing that sound effect behind her.
Hey, it's a tribute. It's a tribute to the wonderfully talented Karen Carpenter.
Oh, my God, man.
Thank you, my friend.
Hope you feel better.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Liam.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I didn't know that was somebody bossing. It sounded like Donnie on a toilet bowl.
Oh, no, I got different sounds of that.
Oh, I tell you, if that's coming out of that end, you got real problems. I mean, those sounds are coming
out. He's just people.
Just people.
Seek medical attention.
Just people.
That comes out of your bad side.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Get ye to the emergency room.
Yeah. Just people.
Just people. I bet you. There it is. Howard Cosell. Look at this. Here I sit, brokenhearted.
You are looking live
at Franklin Field in Philadelphia. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I'd like to apologize to Don Meredith and Giff.
All over my shoes.
Sorry for that buckshot.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is another Packer fan there, eh? And Nicole was right on that number business, but I was so mad I couldn't write the rest of them down. So I guess in Wisconsin we'll catch it tomorrow.
All right, dear. All right. Well, you know, see, that's the great can-do attitude about Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah, that's a positive winning attitude.
All right.
Hey, one last thing, if that man-child, woman-child from New York comes in, how are you going to know she's a man or a woman?
We'll pull down their pants there.
You got to see the Johnson there, hey?
Yeah, we'll de-pants her there.
We can do it either pulling them down or just feeling.
All right, thank you, Dare.
Great show, guys. Later.
Thank you for listening. Yeah, Wisconsin checking in on the show there today.
Very positive, all for positive.
Oh, no, you know, we got a break again. We'll give you more numbers when we come back and a chance for the key. And I've not yet played you the tape of Sam Huff at the Redskins game and the comments that he had.
You and Sam live.
One-on-one. We'll do that when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Stay tuned for your shot at a brand-new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless and only on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Basement of the Science Building. Great.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Who do we like to call?
Just people.
Just people.
People.
Here's your national number, 877-365-3636. And from Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
It's Dark Pants time, the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Now, we're still doing the numbers game for the key for the Mercedes. We're not done with that yet. We'll be up in New York the rest of the week. And tomorrow, world-class call girl. And I found out today I was looking at a picture of her. She's a CM.
Really?
Chinaman call.
Wonderful.
She's slept with over 6,000 guys.
Wow. My God. How did she stay healthy?
Don't know. She's coming in.
Maybe she's not.
coming in to give us the story tomorrow on the show. Let me see. Wednesday, Yankees, we're number two parade. We're still going down to the parade site.
Yeah, got to thank that team for the years of service. Yeah.
We're going to broadcast to the from the parade site, and we're going to try to get Lewis the Retard wearing a Diamondbacks uniform out there with a megaphone.
That's really the whole reason for doing it.
Yeah. Also, this week on the show coming up, the Singing Dog Contest. Yeah. If you live in the tri-state area, we'll talk about this tomorrow. I'll get you to bring your dog down.
Right.
Best singing dog will win a key for the car. Just looking at a note here, coming soon, the final strip trivia of 2001.
All right.
And right here, I hold in my chubby hand the Thanksgiving promotion.
Yes.
To end all Thanksgiving promotions.
That involves thawed turkeys.
Correct.
It's the only information you've given so far.
It has nothing to do with what we did for Halloween.
All right.
I was going to say think it another way, but you never come up with it.
I am doing.
But suffice to say, it's a good one.
Good. Excellent.
It's an outstanding game just in time for Thanksgiving. So lots of stuff coming up on the show. All right. So I do the Redskins pregame show. I do a segment now on the Redskins pregame show, like commentary every week. And 2 weeks ago, I was sure that the Redskins were going to lose to the New York Football Giants.
You were very outspoken about that.
Yeah, they suck D. So I get on the air and I say, if the Redskins happen to beat the Giants, which I don't think they can do, I will give my airtime up to Hall of Famer Sam Huff, who broadcasts on the Redskins radio and who I know, frankly, hates me.
Legendary broadcaster here in Washington, D.C. They've been doing the games for years.
Hates me, hates Mike. He tolerates me. And my role now is, like the producer of the Redskins radio and the program director here.
Yeah, but you know he hates it.
Yeah, and he's hated the fact that for 5 years I hosted the pregame show because he would come in and he would just look at me in a way like, why are you here?
Right.
So the deal was, the Redskins win, Sam couldn't cut me to bits. And that's why I said, Sam can come in and have my 5, 6, 7 minutes, however long I take, and he can just say anything that he wants about me. So as it turns out, Sunday at the stadium, Rob and I had a little bit prepared, a taped bit, but the real Sam was there.
Oh. Right.
And he was ready to participate. So now let's, what you got down on reel one?
Yeah, reel one, ready to fly.
Let's roll back to yesterday during the Redskins-Seahawks game. This is when we're up on the satellite when we got, 60-plus stations listening to
it. And how much notice did you have before you were going on live with Mr. Huff?
30 seconds.
Wow. 30 seconds.
Because Rob and I had a taped piece, which unfortunately you folks will never be able to hear. Unless you come to our Christmas party this year, or unless you buy the box set.
Right.
Very good.
Saving it for the box set.
So they say to me, hey, scratch the taped thing that you did. The real Sam is here. Let's roll that now.
Now it's time for Don Geronimo's segment. Now, Don, I have to be truthful because we are always truthful. You have prepared a marvelous piece this week.
However,
will we or will we not play the piece you prepare?
You might hear it on the Don and Mike show because I didn't know that Sam would actually be here today and be ready to... are you ready, Sam?
I was just going to say, where did you think I'd be?
Okay, well, I thought you were doing a thing in the Seattle radio booth.
I did.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Sam, over the years, of course, Don is the top-rated DJ in the market for over how many years, Don?
15 years.
15 years, the top-rated DJ in the market, and of course...
I never hear any music.
You never hear any music?
You're calling him a DJ, right?
Yeah, but...
Well, a DJ is a musician, right?
Well, I am a DJ. I'll always be
a DJ. Is a musician.
Jockey? Right.
A DJ, a D-E-E-J-A-Y. Always, even though I don't play music.
But a DJ means disc jockey.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of a slang term for one who speaks on the radio during drive time.
I've listened.
A DJ.
You've listened.
So,
and have your reactions been positive over the years towards Don's presentation? Of course, the Don and Mike show ranked number one for about 100 single books in a row. What do you think?
Hey, you're number one, you're number one.
Now,
you're giving him his props.
You're number one.
The deal
That's
is,
the deal.
Last week I said, I made two bold statements. I said, if the Redskins, in fact, beat the Giants, I'd let you have my airtime, and I would let you say anything you want to say about me, personally, professionally. You let it go, it's your time. The other thing that I said is, if Snyder hired Ron Wolf, I would just flat out quit. Now, that bet I won, the bet about you, I lost. So now I turn over my airtime. Sam, I say, be as brutally honest as you like. All the stuff that I know for years you've said behind my back.
It's all live. This is all live on the radio. So, Sam, this is,
go ahead. Let me have it. I know you'll think I'm an idiot.
I know you think I'm a dope. I know you think that I don't know anything about football. I know that you wonder what the hell I'm doing in the broadcast booth every week. I know that you question the fact that I'm in here, even sitting in this hallowed booth. But don't let me put the words in your mouth.
You are self-conscious, aren't you?
It's only because I know you hate me.
No, I don't. You don't have the football. Now, if you had the football, you're carrying a ball, and you got a helmet, I got a helmet, you got shoulder pads, I got a shoulder pad, I would hate you. And I would hurt you.
You're basically,
but,
hurt him, huh?
You're DJ. You know? I don't go around DJ.
The most violent world of pro football in the form of Sam Huff, the middle linebacker of the New York Giants, and the most feared quarterback killer in the game.
But Sam, I know a lot of people all week have been waiting for you just to tee off on me in some way. So if perhaps
now, was that part on the air? The part about the middle linebacker?
Yeah. We played that in the middle there. And again, I'm just waiting for Sam because I know in my heart, I know he sits there every week when I leave the booth, and I know he just says, "Why is that? You know,
you're DJ.
Why is that DJ calling the football games?"
Okay.
But now listen, he's going to surprise you here.
All right,
because he refuses to call me stupid.
Oh, wow. Okay, very good.
He refuses to, although he makes a compromise a little later.
All right, very good.
Here we go. Just to tee off on me in some way. So if for no other reason, to speak for the millions who listen to me every day, wouldn't you please just say what I know you think, that you think I'm an idiot?
I don't think that at all.
Won't you please just say it one time so I get it on tape?
I can't say that because I don't believe that. I mean,
I'm a man of limited intelligence?
No.
Do you think
I think you're a man of great intelligence to do what Don and Mike has done in this industry.
But let's talk football.
You can't be stupid.
Do you think I know the game of football?
No.
Okay. Now, why don't you think I know the game of football?
Because you're a DJ.
Because I'm a DJ. So just because I watch it all the time means I don't know it?
I think this game is you got to play it to know it, okay. Really. You know, and you can talk about it, and I know that you get people on the sidelines who've never played the game. But I think in order to really understand this game, you really have to play it.
So you do think I'm an idiot when it comes to football?
No, I don't think that at all.
On a scale of 1 to 100, where would you put Don's football knowledge? And like a grading scale as you might in school.
Be brutally honest.
100 is the best.
50.
50.
A 50?
A 50.
I'll take a 50 from Sam.
That's a bad failing grade, Sam. Do you realize what you're saying?
It's halfway. I mean, he's been around this game now.
Now listen,
for a long time.
From Sam, if you grade on a curve, knowing what you really think Sam knows about me, I think that a 50 should really be marked up to a 70. Give me a C grade on that.
Well, 70 is a good number. That's the number I wore.
See, I said that on purpose, Sam. Absolutely good. said it on purpose.
And you know a lot about me. Now, we had our differences a long time ago.
Now, here you go. Now, he's going to open up the can of worms about us calling him stupid.
All right, very good.
Okay, so here's where it starts to get a little hairy.
All right.
Me. Now, we had our differences a long time ago, and you and I drew a truce on that. And
we don't
ever talk about that again.
Let's talk about that a long time ago.
Happened. You almost kicked his ass.
When he talks about stupid, I don't use that word.
Right.
And that's what he was calling me on the air.
Ah.
And I did not like that.
Right. I can see that, yeah.
So he and I, we had our differences with Mike.
Yes, we had.
And Mike was there, so it was two. Were you going to kick both their asses?
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Both at the same time, Sam?
On an airplane. Imagine this.
On an airplane.
This is when Sonny, Sam, and Frank were on MAL, and we were on WAVA. And part of our deal was we would goof on not only Sam, all
this
three of the guys.
This is the funniest damn thing I've ever heard. I hope this is translating across the country, because we have a history with this Hall of Fame linebacker, this broadcaster for the Redskins, and it's just hysterical. The dynamic is just hysterical.
I mean, you know, like I say, every week when I go in to do the Redskins broadcast, it's weird anyway.
Right.
But now, you know, listen to some of the background.
Well, and in a way, he doesn't want to come out and do it, but he comes out and he tells you.
Yeah.
What you've been feeling, it validates what you felt when he comes out about the bottom line is football. He doesn't think you're a football guy.
No, because my knowledge of football is 50 out of 100 because I didn't play the game.
And, you know, I'd be interested. I would have loved to ask him this question. Does he feel the same way about Herzog?
I believe he addresses that.
Oh, he does.
Wow.
Good. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, I mean, if you have to play, I would just be curious about that.
Here we go.
Imagine
on
this.
On an airplane.
Yeah. This is when Sonny, Sam, and Frank were on MAL, and we were on WAVA. And part of our deal was we would goof on not only Sam, all three of the guys. And we're on the plane.
More me.
We're on the plane.
More
someone
me.
Someone comes back and says, oh, my God, Sonny, Sam, and Frank are on this plane. So Mike and I, being the cowards that we are, we sunk down in our seats. And about halfway through the flight, we feel these gigantic paws come on each of our shoulders, and it was Sam. And he very politely said, I'm not stupid. Don't ever say I'm stupid. I would appreciate it. And at that point, Mike and I both made in our pants.
And they promised me they would never would again.
And you guys right now are the best of buddies.
And we said,
together.
Hey, it's over. And so I said, I'll be listening.
And he does listen.
And I do.
And he does listen.
Yeah, and I do. And
listen
so,
this week.
So from then on, they start calling Frank stupid.
And Frank's got no problem with it.
Frank's got no problem with it. You know, what's a play-by-play guy?
Yeah. Well, listen, this is... See right
if
there.
If you don't play the game...
He's even goofing on the play-by-play guy.
And he is among the vast majority of players that feel that way. That anybody who didn't play the game in the NFL, that didn't play on that level, doesn't have any right to talk about
he's
it.
He's even goofing on Herzog.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, that's what he kind of
does. Listen.
Yeah, and I do. And
listen
so,
this week.
So from then on, they start calling Frank stupid.
And Frank's got no problem with it.
Frank's got no problem with it. You know, what's a play-by-play guy?
Yeah. Well, listen, this is the end of my segment, and I just wanted to announce that I'm giving you the chance here, Sam.
Well, I just
fair game.
I just want to say this. Doing what you and Mike do,
thank
okay,
you,
I don't necessarily agree with it because, you know, it's a different type of radio for me. But you guys are, you're very intelligent, you're great, and you have a terrific audience, and they listen to you, and you do it. You do your thing.
Okay.
You do your thing.
You're great
air,
as well.
And I did mine on the football field.
Oh,
there you have
hey,
it.
Frank,
there you have it.
Frank, listen, Sam just way. Said you're stupid.
I did not.
Frank's just walking in the room. I heard him.
I'll tell you what, if Frank went after Sam, I think I would take Sam in that fight. I think I would take Sam.
Well, Sam, thank you for coming and helping me pay off this bet.
Well, wait a minute. Now, I just want to say that the thing with Wolf is not over yet, right?
That was the no.
Did you put a time limit on it?
I had a 1 week time limit on that.
Okay, but I don't think you. I think you're right. I don't think he'll come anyway.
No, I thought he would come.
But you did?
Yeah, my bet was if Snyder hired him during the week, I'd quit. I would quit this
so
job.
So would Marty.
All right.
You know, if you backed it up to that one part, you're talking about somebody. But it's just interesting. Right after they say Wolf. Rob, I'll tell you when to stop it.
Talking about Ron Wolf, the guy who used to be the general manager of the Packers, who I think the Redskins should hire.
So listen to this; it'll be interesting.
Okay, but I don't think you.
Yeah, right there. But I don't think.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, but I don't think you. I think you're right. I don't think he'll come anyway.
No, I thought he would come.
But you did?
Yeah, my bet was I
thank
you.
That's
hired
all,
him during the
that's
week.
That's all you need to do. Just play that. Do you get it?
No.
Play it again. He'll get it. And it's going to be even funnier now that he doesn't get it.
Back it up. I don't get it.
This is fantastic. You're pretty absorbed in the moment right now.
Right,
and when you get this, it's going to be even funnier now.
No, I thought he would come.
But you did?
Yeah, my bet was if Snyder hired him during the week, I'd quit. I would quit this
so
job.
So would Marty.
All right.
Well,
touche.
Don Payne.
You
got to
go further back with it, Rob. All right, hold on. We're going to get to whatever it is you want me to hear.
Don Geronimo and Sam Huff.
I had a 1 week.
Right.
Talk about men.
Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
Rob, good.
Okay, but I don't think you. I think you're right. I don't think he'll come anyway.
No, I thought he would come.
Right. Thank you.
Like we're watching a porno. I got gotcha. You.
All right. Back.
Thank you.
All right, Dad, that's funny.
Yes, it is funny.
Now give us the setup like Don and Sam.
We take you to Don Geronimo's Batcave at his house as Sam and Don watch the latest high-quality porno.
Okay. See, I get. I get jokes.
Thank you.
You did? Yeah, my bet was if Snyder hired him during the week, I'd quit.
Okay.
I would quit this
so
job.
So would Marty.
All right.
Well,
touche.
Don paid off. Sam showed up, and there is no blood in the booth.
No.
Good job, gentlemen.
Except in my underpants.
The only place you can hear that kind of stuff is right here on the Redskins Radio Network.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, it sounded like everybody made nice.
Yeah. It's always been a friendly kind of rivalry. I don't think there's deep-seated hatred. Do
only
you?
When we used to call him stupid.
Yeah.
That's when he really would get mad at us.
Yeah, I mean, listen to what you're talking about now. You know?
Can you back it up to that spot again?
Thank you. I thought when you finally got it, you'd love it.
You're right, because I am caught up in
it. I don't know if it goes further back. Because I think there was one more reference to it. You could really edit that up, Rob. You know that?
Yeah.
Make it something special. Make it something really
special. Yeah, make it something new that Sam could hate us about.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
That's worse than calling someone stupid.
Don and Sam at home chatting.
What is this?
Are we being illegal?
After you say porn, it's being dumped. How about we just say watching a movie?
All right,
try it like that.
I was just saying, Don and Sam are at home.
Enjoying.
You don't need anything. You don't need any more detail. Right. Everybody gets it now.
Okay, just give the setup again.
Don and Sam. Don Geronimo and Sam Huff at home talking.
Okay, but I don't think you...
Okay, back it up one more time.
God, I hope some of this is getting on.
Yeah, I think it is.
I hope so.
How about Don and Sam discuss Buzz?
Yeah.
Well, you got
Don and Sam discuss Buzz and what makes him so special.
Okay, but...
Hey, and I want to give kudos to Mr. Rob Spiewak, who got it right off the bat and was rewinding it to that special spot.
Is everybody getting it now? Is it not being dumped out? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Getting through.
Hello? Oh, yeah. What? What, they're dumping it again?
Because after the first time when I mentioned it.
Yep. Did it get through at least once?
Oh, it had to. Got through a couple of times, right?
Oh, okay. All right, I got you. All right, well, how about if we just... No explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Just... Okay, no. But I don't... Is they going to dump that out? Yeah, they just dumped that out.
Oh, well. I think it got out there. I think everybody...
They're killing us with the dump button.
They're killing us, but I bet they got it before that happened. I hope it happened.
Yeah. They're killing us today with the dump button.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, none of it's getting through.
No, I think
you got through at least once, right?
Get the pixie off the dump on. She sucks.
All right.
Just doing her job.
Thank you, my friend. Brother.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It did not get through at all except for the original time you said it. Oh.
Did you get it originally?
Yeah, originally I got it right off the bat. And every time you reiterated the time that they played the actual audio from Huff and you... they cut it right out.
Okay, well, at least he got it the first time.
Then the setup was, it was Sam and I watching porno together.
Right, exactly.
That's correct.
Since you're not going to hear
but
it.
They never let that through.
Yeah, okay, well, that was, I'm just trying to tell you what we said. We said the setup was, Sam comes over to my house and we watch porno together. And
then, see, good. Now, if you remember it, you can enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right.
Still enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right, later, buddy.
See you later. Sorry, we've been killed by the censors today.
I know.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Get the funk out of my face.
Get funk out of my face.
Mammals, out of not reptiles. Don and Mike.
Out of my face.
Get the funk out of my face.
You don't like
music. All right, I hope you listen to the whole show. I'm going to cut you a giant slack burger with cheese.
Are you going to be nice today?
Well, we're doing the contest now. We still got an hour left in the show.
That is generous.
Mm. We have added up the totals of all the numbers.
Good.
100th caller right now, 877-365-3636, 202-432-1067. Give us the total, and you will win a key that could start the AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz C230.
C230. Yeah, C.
C.
I'm just emphasizing the
C word. Mike, there's no need. We've got the answer right
here. I just wanted to see if I did it all right.
We already
Yep, you got it.
Hey, all right. I'm still adding.
And Buzz is still
adding. I beat Buzz.
Yes.
All right, so call now if you have the total. You're going to win a key to the car. The car party is on December 14th. I know. I want to tell you, Z104, which is used to be a teeny bop station here in D.C., and now they're like almost, they're like half alternative, half like...
they're kind of like flush the format every month.
Mm-hmm. Light rock. They're the phoniest friggin' station that I've ever heard, and they do phone bits, which are quite obviously taped.
Right.
And a lot of times they do bits where they'll use people at work.
Just people.
Just people. Where they do these bits with people at work.
Staging as listeners.
Yeah, right.
Just people.
Where they say,
posing as listeners.
They're going to make, you know, some incredible, crazy call now to a listener.
Right.
And you know the person is so well-spoken, and the reaction is, oh, my God, I can't believe you're saying this to me on the radio.
That is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard.
And then they say, hey, you know, this is, Johnny and Jillian from Z104. Oh, I listen to you guys every morning. You're great.
Every morning. Well, beware of that. That's what they'll say.
Because, you know the rule is seriously that if you're going to call somebody live, you got to get the permission first.
Right.
You know, you've been through us with the FCC fines and the lawsuits about that.
Exactly.
And even if you call someone and tape them and make an ass out of them, you have to still get their permission to play the tape on the air.
That's it.
So here's what the setup today. Hey, where's our fake Letterman call tapes? Because I want to tell you what they do. Now, this is a bit that's going around the country that they've stolen. What you do is you tape an episode of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Right.
And, for instance, if I was going to crank call you, Mike,
okay,
I would find an episode where Regis says, hi, this is Regis Philbin from New York. Is this Mike?
Right.
And then you would go, yes. And, like, they play the tapes. Mm-hmm. And then they go, we've got your friend Johnny in the hot seat.
Right.
Here's the question. And then they play the question, and then Regis says, all right, Mike, what's the answer?
Right.
Okay, so this is the setup for the great bit that they do.
Right.
Where they call people whose names happen to be the same as the names that were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Sure.
And every time they've done it, it sounds to me like they're just calling someone to the office down the hall. Well, they go through the time and trouble. When I'm listening this morning, they say, oh, we got the best one ever. We're right now live. We're going to call Dave Letterman. Now... Right. You know, it's 8:30 in the morning. You know, Letterman ain't at work at 8:30.
Right.
They go, we're going to call live to David Letterman's office. So they call, and a guy, I'm guessing it's a person who works at Z104.
Right.
Picks up the phone and goes, hello, The Late Show. And the disc jockeys go, without saying that they're on the air or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they go, this is... I think one of the disc jockeys' names is Dylan. That's a good fake DJ name.
Yeah. Dylan!
Because that's the new thing now. I mean, at least my fake DJ name, which I've had for 25 years, at least it's got a first name and a last name.
Dylan.
Yeah, now it's Dylan. So it's, hey, it's Dylan from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I'm calling for Dave. He's a lifeline on our show. And then the fake guy on the phone says, hold on just a moment, please. You know, Pagey Mr. Herbert.
just totally contrived.
Right. So then you hear that... An immediate, you know, you get connected so fast.
Right.
Dave Letterman's office. And they go,
hello, this is Dylan from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. We have Paul Schaefer in the hot seat right now, and we were wondering if Dave would be his lifeline.
And meanwhile, it's 8:30 in the morning.
Right. Oh now, God. The girl.
This is all happening in the middle of New York at 8:30 in the morning.
Right. So the girl on the phone says, well, that's funny that Paul wouldn't mention anything to us about being a lifeline.
Well, I don't know. I'm just here, just making the call as on the Regis show.
Well, hold on. I'll see if I can get Dave. So then it's like 1,000, 2,000. Pick up the phone. Hello? Letterman.
So is there a guy doing the Letterman impression?
The guy doing the impression, it's this guy that we have from the tapes.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave.
Right?
I wonder if you would take a request. Yeah. Go into real estate.
They go through the exercise with this guy, with obviously a fake David Letterman.
Uh-huh.
The guy, I mean, listen to this. This is not a bad Letterman impression.
No, not bad at all.
But you know it's not really David Letterman.
Right.
So they do the whole tedious thing where they go... Hey, we've got, hold on, stand by for Regis. And then they play a tape of Regis where he goes, hello, is this David? And, you know, the fake Letterman goes,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Reg. Then they play the tape, and he goes, all right, your friend Dennis Leary's in the hot seat right now. Here's the question. And then they play the tape of Dennis Leary asking some question, A, B, C, or D. And then they go, Regis says, David, what do you think?
Yeah. I have no idea, Regis.
Now, well, the fake Letterman says, like, whatever, C. Right?
Kandahar.
Yeah, C. So then they go back and they go, you're right. You're right for $250,000.
It sounds amazingly forced.
So they get done with that part of it. And then they say, now keeping in mind that they've got a fake David Letterman on the phone.
Right. Hey, pal, it's Dave Letterman. I've got an important bulletin for you. I'm quitting my TV show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the new lead singer for Van Halen.
So then,
yeah.
So they do this. They play out this millionaire thing, and they go. Now, keeping in mind, it's a fake David Letterman. They go, hey, Dave, I want to tell you something. This is Dylan from the morning show at Z104, man. And
oh, my God, how jive ass.
And then the fake Letterman goes, what is this, some kind of oldies radio station? And they, you know, they're
like giving the radio station a plug.
All of them laugh at the same time, and they go, no, how you doing, Dave? And now they're having a conversation.
Like it's the real guy. I mean, just really bad on a lot of levels.
With the fake David Letterman. And he says, oh, it's fine, but nothing like working for the Weasels at CBS. And then they say to him, well, Dave, you're doing a great job, and all of America is watching you every night. Okay, thank you for calling, says the fake Letterman.
Oh.
And they go, okay, thank you. And then they play the jingle, and they play a record.
Oh, my God.
And, I don't know
if there are any DAs listening to that are going, hey, they had Dave Letterman on the phone.
Yeah, right, except it was this guy.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave. Listen, you've never been funnier than you've been this morning. Either that or I'm all goofy on Pop-Tarts.
So, we are supposed to believe, if you believe this, that you would get, at 8:30 in the morning, David in his office, Dave Letterman, that they would play this, that his security staff, his support people, would allow someone to come through, even though it hasn't been confirmed.
Never
right.
happened. And that he
and,
would...
And he'd play along with it.
He'd play along with it.
And then after they busted him, said, hey, it's... this disc jockey, then he'd stay on the line with them, and he'd be extremely polite.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
I'm glad you exposed that.
That
sucks.
And I hear the station do fake bits like this all the time.
I mean, complete BS. That's not right.
Totally 100% fake.
I mean, if you're going to have a fake Letterman, you can use him in a much more comedic way, but of course they wouldn't know that.
No, right.
But you get a real Letterman on there, you just get him on and say, we got Dave Letterman, ask him all sorts of horrible questions that Dave would never answer.
No, but it was this guy. It was,
hey, how you doing, pal? You know what? Your brand of comedy reminds me of my mom's mashed potatoes. Yeah. Lumpy and tasteless.
And then after that, they're like, wow, do you believe that Dave Letterman? He was such a nice guy. I swear.
Oh, that is so unethical.
104. I heard it.
I hope that people bust them on that.
Yeah. Every day they do fake calls like that.
Hey, he was such a good guy.
Yeah.
So what do they do, high-five each other after they go to commercial break, saying, we pulled that one off on our listening audience?
I guess. Well, this station's, you know, it's DA Central over there.
Goddamn, you're stupid.
That is pretty low. And obviously taped and edited very cleanly together. So
that's
the whole,
a lot of work.
So the whole
seamless.
Thing, yeah, the whole thing is like 2.5 minutes long.
Yeah, they probably did it yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's do some real radio.
Very good.
Here we go. We're going to give away a key now for the Mercedes-Benz C230 Compressor Sports Coupe. The hottest car from Mercedes. There's a 6-month waiting list for this car, but we're giving away on December 14th.
Very good.
We're going to take a random call right now, call number 100.
Yes.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes.
Who is this, please?
This is Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Burke, Virginia.
Mike, I hope you've been listening to the whole show today.
I have.
We have given out number after number after number. If you've added them all correctly, you will have the same total we do. And you will win key number 3 that could start the AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz C230. What is your total?
207.
207 is...
Way to go! You're the big winner!
Way to go. Your numbers are 0, 7, and 69, which equals 76. 15, 66, and 13 equals 94. 3, 3, 1 and 2 equals 6, 0, 10 and 21 equals 31. You add 76, 94, 6 and 31 and you get 207.
207 and you did it. Way to go.
Thanks, guys.
Listen, you will be the first to put your meat hooks into the giant bowl to pick out a key that could start the Mercedes-Benz C230 courtesy of AT&T and Simply Wireless. We will see you at the key party on, is that key 4?
It'll be the third.
Yeah, yes. Well, that doesn't matter. I think there's a sweet little old lady in front of him.
Did I say he's the first?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You're right. You're the third. I'm sorry.
But it doesn't matter. You're early in the running. That's what counts.
Third could be lucky.
It's a fake contest anyway. Don't worry about it.
Dave Letterman will be in the bowl.
Yeah. Listen, you got a 1 in 29 chance of winning this fabulous Mercedes just in time for Christmas. And thank you for listening, my friend.
Thanks, Don Mike.
You're very welcome. All right, well, that's how easy it is.
Very good.
To win on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Man, that is amazing that they do that at that radio station. I'm still thinking about that.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think
of... jive ass is that?
I'm trying to think of other ones that they've done where they've...
They talk about really just completely disrespecting your audience's intelligence. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, I know people think we do that here. We don't.
I mean, I'm thinking of one... Hold on.
In a world where only the radio was strictly forbidden,
Garboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
I'll tell you this one real quickly because we're running so late today. It's back when the Redskins, when they lost their first five games.
Right.
The disc jockey gets out. Hey, this is Dylan, man. We're going to make another one of our famous crank calls now. We're going to call the Oreck Vacuum Company, and I'm going to pretend to be Marty Schottenheimer because I suck. So you hear the brrr, and obviously someone in their office. Hello, Oreck Vacuums. Yes, this is Marty Schottenheimer.
God.
I shuck. I was wondering if you had a job for me selling vacuums. And they go through the tedious bit for about 2 minutes, and then finally the lady says, are you on the radio? Yeah, this is Dylan from Z104.
Everybody knows me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys. Z104.
Horrible.
That is so sad. And you know the whole thing's 100% phony setup.
Giant scam.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, it's me, Dylan. I got Dave Letterman here.
Hey, listen, I'll just say that. You know what? We suck. But we're real.
Absolutely.
We really suck. We're not faking it. Buzz, what is your lead story today on the news and the comments?
Today, airport security still has a few glitches.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, stay tuned, please.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That's very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
It will remind you of a donkey you once saw.
Magnificent.
All right, the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, tomorrow on the show, world-class call girl. Slept with over 6,000 dudes.
Whoa!
Coming to tell us about it tomorrow. One of the world's best, most highly priced call girls. Also tomorrow, we'll be up in New York the rest of the week. And tomorrow we're soliciting the folks in the tri-state area for the singing dog contest. Give you a chance to win a key for the Mercedes. Wednesday on the show, live from the streets of Manhattan. Yankee parade coverage.
All right.
Including, we're working on getting Lewis the Retard in a Diamondbacks uniform.
He's the only man for that job.
So stay tuned for action.
Yes.
Here now is a Guy Birdley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, apparently airport security still isn't what it ought to be. At Chicago's O'Hare over the weekend, they finally caught up with the guy who carried 7 knives, a stun gun, and a can of mace through security. The man's been charged with a federal crime, even though he never actually got on the plane with the weapon.
This is Sam Huff.
The security people who allowed this to happen can be fired, and 7 of them have been. They only confiscated 2 of the 7 knives and still let the guy through the gate.
I know they shut down a BWI airport in Baltimore on Saturday. Same deal.
Yeah.
A woman was just trying to, quote, unquote, test the security.
Right.
And she got through with a bunch of stuff, and or I don't know, she didn't get through, whatever. I just, you know, I saw that crawl on the bottom of the screen,
right,
which is now driving me crazy.
Yeah, because it's difficult to watch television. You know, you get sick. You're trying to watch 12 different things at once.
Right. And did you see last night during the World Series? I don't see the need for this. I don't see the need on the bottom of the screen to see that the West Wing just won the Emmy.
Yeah, ridiculous. I mean, that's
for best drama.
That's why you have the flipper.
Right.
The clicker.
For the third time in a month, a Greyhound bus has been commandeered by a crazed passenger. This time, a man who was told he had to put out his cigarette grabbed the wheel at 70 miles an hour.
Well, I mean, I wasn't finished with it.
The bus flipped, injured nearly three dozen people, one of whom is in critical condition.
Oh, they'll be fine.
The bus was on its way from Los Angeles to Miami. It crashed at 1 o'clock in the morning just outside of Phoenix.
That's a cherry vacation.
Sure.
Hey, where are you going? L.A., Miami. How you getting there? Greyhound? Wow.
Join me next summer. People who play out anthrax pranks or hoaxes could get 5 years in prison and pay a $10,000 fine under a plan by New York Senator Chuck Schumer. They'd also have to repay the police for the money they spend investigating the hoax. Although people can be prosecuted now for creating panic or filing a false report, there is no specific law yet covering terrorism hoaxes. Anthrax has made its way into the first military facility. Two postal boxes inside the Pentagon have now tested positive. That U.S. Postal Service facility has since been decontaminated. Anthrax spores finally made their way into New York City Hall on a videotape sent there as a courtesy by NBC News. Very few people handle the tape. Officials don't think anyone will get sick. We're hearing mixed reports, but the latest has Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld saying it will not take years for the U.S. to finish its work in Afghanistan.
Good. Can they do it by the weekend?
I don't think they can do it that quickly.
Thanksgiving?
Won't take, no, probably longer than that.
All right.
But officials have been preparing us as recently as yesterday for a long haul. Today, Rumsfeld told reporters in India that America's self-defense operation is getting more effective every day.
They make good ink there.
How much for the...
They make killer ink.
In India? Yeah. The India ink?
Yeah.
India.
And they know how to wrestle.
How much
they know how to sit, too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. You ever sit Indian style?
Indian style, yeah.
How much for the... Rob has one.
But don't ever let him give you anything.
I knew that was coming.
Hold on.
Sometimes they hide in the cupboard.
Let me see. Hello. Joshua, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, radio guys, what's going on?
But man, god damn, is it hot in summer there.
Oh, man, absolutely.
Indian summer?
Indian summer.
Hello?
Very, very hot.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, you talking about Z104 Stupid Stunts?
Yes.
I guess the DJ's names are Dylan and Aaron.
I guess.
When they first came to town, they had like a 3-month, trial period. If they didn't get their, ratings up, they're going to get canned.
Yeah, that's another real believable radio bit. Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
Is it like all predicated on BS over there?
I believe so.
That's incredible. And they get away with it. How do they get away with it?
Z104, we have just got these jobs, but I want to tell you something. If we don't get an audience, we are going to get fired.
They got to get busted on that.
Absolutely.
That's what it came down to, like, the Friday before this. We're not playing commercials, just, like, continue, songs. And
another scam.
The program director came in, and he was yelling and screaming, and they said, we'll work it out, and,
God, they
came back and said, we're staying. Thanks.
Sounds like everything they do is just, complete fabrication.
Every day is a playlist for them.
We are barricading ourselves in the studio. We're refusing to play commercials. Mm-hmm. We're just going to play the new Britney Spears record until our boss says we can keep our jobs.
Let me tell you, if the bosses really didn't want him to do something, they'd get a sharpshooter.
And I don't know which is worse, that or the fact that Jack Diamond's dog has cancer.
Puppy, Don.
Puppy.
Puppy cancer.
He's using that for the ratings.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Puppy cancer. Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, on those DJ names?
Yeah.
Just go look at their initials. D-A.
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 Yeah, that's right.
All right. Thank you.
Of course, is it Aaron a woman or is it Aaron a man?
It would be D-E.
Yeah.
It's A. So you're a D-A.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah, I do not know. Do not know.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Well, there's a DA. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, let me explain something. Z104 has got to be the worst radio station in the D.C. area.
Oh, in the country, please.
But, the great thing is, I think they're probably the only sponsored radio station by McDonald's. It is the Z104 McDonald's Morning Drive.
Yeah, and I want to tell you something. This is almost embarrassing. That's an idea they stole from Infinity.
Mm-hmm.
That they came to us about a year ago, mm-hmm. and they said, "Hey, if like Miller or Heineken or something would pay, I'm not kidding about this. This is an offer they
like
still have.
Yeah, the pregame show or something. Like
on
that,
the table. The deal was like if they pay some ungodly amount of money,
way into, you know, eight figures. That
you're listening to the Michelob Don and Mike show.
Right.
Wow.
Listen, and it's not off the table yet.
It's like buying a stadium.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
We got to pick the right sponsor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Please.
I'm sorry, but McDonald's, that's just sick.
And you, I don't even want to tell you who.
You're listening to the K-O-Pectate Don and Mike show.
I don't want to tell you.
Trojan?
Who? No. They were this. I swear on my kid's life, we were a nun's
right.
hair away.
Right.
We were a cun's
yes.
hair away from making this. And no offense, because they're a great client.
Of course.
The Rent-A-Wreck Don and Mike show.
Wow.
We were that close.
That's pretty appropriate.
Wow. We were that close.
Have you seen any of that?
Oh, are you kidding? Not a dime.
then you said no, right?
Not a dime. Well, actually, no, they backed out of the deal.
Oh, good, okay.
Because part of the deal was...
So it could be like the Pizza Hut Don and Mike show.
It could be.
Wow.
It could be that, I think Rent-A-Wreck... Oh, we got a break. Rent-A-Wreck at the time was getting into NASCAR.
Right.
And the thought was, you know...
Well, it's funny, right? Rent-A-Wreck.
A wreck sponsors a wreck.
And that on the front of the car, it would say Rent-A-Wreck.
Right.
And on the back... It would say the Don and Mike show.
I like that.
Yeah.
Very clever.
But then, I don't know, you know, they charge
very clever, boys.
$3 million or something and rent around. Goodbye, DAs.
See you later.
We got out of here. So, look, we got a break. Buzz, more news and more comments.
All right.
Lying straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Pretty soon we cut the chit-chat a-hole.
Ditch witches of the airwaves, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Buzz, stand by for action. Where's the touch tones? Call in. 877-365-3636 right now. Call number 100. Prize package. There you go. Prize package linked especially for you if you're the 100th caller. Yeah, we love seeing you dance, Mike.
Thank you.
We love it.
Thank you. I'm looking on the better part of the hour.
I'm
exhausted. Jesus.
Hi, Don and Mike. Whew.
Tomorrow's election day for many of us. In New York, voters will go to the polls for a fourth time, something they've never had to do before, to elect a new mayor.
As my CM friends say, Erection Day.
Ooh. The first primary was interrupted by the attack on the World Trade Center. Then the primary was held again, followed by a runoff election between the Democratic candidates. Tomorrow, the real thing. It's a close race between activist Mark Green and multimillionaire Michael Bloomberg. In Virginia, Democrat Mark Warner is expected to beat Republican Mark Earley, despite TV commercials that have Rudy Giuliani endorsing Earley. There are other elections elsewhere tomorrow, including a couple of amusing ones. In Mechanicsville, Iowa, no one is running for mayor. But under the law, whoever gets the most votes wins. It may be as simple as two or more people choosing the same write-in.
Are we heard there? Are we on in Iowa?
We're on in Iowa. I don't know if we're on in Mechanicsville.
Write me and Mike in.
Yeah, we go.
We'll be co-mayors. Is there a salary?
The new mayor's probably not. They have a new water tower, though.
I'm kind of mercenary today, aren't I?
Yeah, I know you are.
I don't know what it is.
We can do it for free.
No.
It's a part-time job. Come on, we can do it during the show.
No, if there's a salary, I want it.
Okay.
In Santa Barbara, California, too many people may be running for mayor. One candidate is a surfer dude who doesn't even own a telephone.
Dude. Joe Ardinger.
But he says his underground connections to President Bush and the KGB more than make up for that.
Hamilton, please. Wear the Captain Hook fish and chips costume.
Ex-con William Brian Jennings, on the other hand, is promising to make Santa Barbara a marijuana-free zone. And a marijuana-free trade zone, I should say. And also in the race, Bill Hackett.
Now, there you go.
Yes.
You messed up the story that's the most important one to you.
Well, no.
It's a marijuana-free trade zone. Sell it,
yes.
Eat it, do all of that.
That's
instead
right.
of a marijuana-free zone.
That's right. It's a free trade
zone. Just wanted to make a lot of people,
when,
that's very important.
When will you be moving to Santa Barbara?
It depends on how the election turns out. Also in the race, Bill Hackett.
Reporting, Don and Mike, reporting again live from Santa Barbara.
Live, man.
Still looking for the killers in the OJ case.
Uh-huh. See you at lunch. Also in the race, Bill Hackett, who tried to claim his occupation as thinker. Election officials wouldn't,
he's a good buddy.
Wouldn't let him, arguing that thinking is not a job. This was the first weekend since the attack that people really flooded back to the movies. For Disney's Monsters, Inc., it paid off big. That cartoon was the number one movie, selling $63.5 million in tickets.
Uh-huh.
Good luck storming the castle, Billy Crystal.
Hey, funny. Were you like me last night?
I didn't know this about Billy Crystal, who, as you know, is gay for the Yankees.
He didn't marry.
They were talking about how conflicted poor Billy Crystal is.
Right.
Because he's such a giant Yankees fan.
Yeah.
But he's a part owner of the Diamondbacks.
Right.
Yeah.
That must be right.
Please. Eat me.
Yeah, really.
Billy. poor Billy Crystal.
Billy.
Poor Bill Crystal.
Monsters, Inc. Made more than the rest of the top five combined. The one was number two with $20 million. John Travolta's Domestic Disturbance was third with $14.5
million.
Kevin Spacey's K-Pax was fourth with over $10.5 million, and 13 Ghost came in fifth.
Hey, you know, we watched this weekend, me and Friedel and Bart watched that movie Swordfish with John Travolta.
How was that?
Pretty good.
Pay-per-view, right?
No, we had to go to Blockbuster to get it.
Oh, okay.
Pretty good, though, and I urge you, if you get Swordfish, get the DVD, because they the way the movie ended up had a happy ending, but they had the ending at the end that the director wanted,
right?
That was less than happy. And that's great when you watch a movie and at the end you go, well, how come this guy didn't do this or didn't do this? Well, they had an ending where this guy did do this or
that was on the DVD.
Yeah, the director comes on and says, the studio wouldn't let me put the ending on that I wanted to put on, so here's the ending I wanted.
I mean, a true director's cut.
Yeah, right.
Cool. It's two down and one to go for the Seinfeld kids. Michael Richard, who played Kramer, got his own sitcom that was quickly canceled. Now the same fate has befallen Jason Alexander, who played George Costanza.
And Jason Alexander on those Kentucky Fried Chicken commercials could not suck enough. Those are horrible ads.
His show Bob Patterson has just been yanked from the ABC schedule. Because there are so many other good programs to choose from, the network will replace that show with Drew Carey reruns. Next up is a sitcom from Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who played Elaine. Her upcoming series is called 2312.
Why don't we just save time and cancel that now?
Well, the actual 2312 is the name of the show. That's the actual running time of a sitcom these days, 23 minutes and 12 seconds. That may be the length of the series.
Yeah, that's clever. That's funny.
In sports.
That's like Seinfeld funny.
Oakland tries to stretch its winning streak to 5 when the Raiders host Denver in Monday Night Football. And finally, police do not have a problem with female wrestling so long as the bikinis don't accidentally slip off the way they did so often over the weekend in Pasadena. At the Female Fighting Expo, billed as a series of cat fights. They featured scantily clad wrestling babes who just couldn't seem to keep the lingerie and bikinis on. Tickets were $95, $365 for a private one-hour wrestling match.
Gotcha.
The promoter and a representative of the venue were both charged with not having the proper permits. The venue was the local Masonic temple. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
Yes, that's it. We gotta go. Thanks to Jim Cook from Sam Adams and movie star Matt Damon, who we had on the show for about 30 seconds today because we were so busy arguing with some preoperative transsexual. That's our show. That's it. Tomorrow, Hello New York, we're coming back. Let me see, tomorrow the call girl also soliciting for the singing dog contest. And with the Mercedes Key Wednesday, we have the live Yankees parade coverage on the street with Louis the Retard. Very soon, What Would You Do? The return of Strip Trivia, the last Strip Trivia 2001, and once again, we'll make radio history for the best goddamn Thanksgiving promotion you've ever heard of. Raw turkey. More of that coming soon. Call 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Correctamundo. What's your name?
Joe,
where are you from?
Arlington, Virginia.
All right, Joe. Now, here's an outstanding prize. You won the DVD box set of The Sopranos. The complete second season. Now available at your nearest video store. The 4-disc DVD box set features exclusive directors and audio commentaries, on-screen interviews. It's pretty good. We got a copy of it ourselves. It's very nice.
I can't wait.
Enjoy. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
And, of course, thank you to AT&T and Simply Wireless for supplying the Mercedes-Benz C230. We'll give it away on the show on December 14th. Hit their website, www.simplywireless.com. All right. That's it. Oh, and our trip to New York, as always, sponsored by Amtrak. The Amtrak Promise Satisfaction Guarantee. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL.
Right.
Okay, see you tomorrow with the new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Oh, that's a smart jacket, Buzz.
Thank you.
Good day to you, sir.
Evan Pacon.
Good day to you, sir. And Rob.
Hey, buddy.
Throw that hat in the air, please, just like Sydney, Tyler, Moore.
You might just make it.
You know, have you noticed, Buzz, you just can't win on this show?
No, I haven't noticed that.
No matter what you no matter what you wear, you just can't win.
He has noticed that. Yes, I have. Years ago, I noticed.
Okay, we will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.